Live.com. Tomorrow's news today. Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
About 35 years ago, I was 18 years old, and I remember having a transformational period for over about 3 or 4 months where I was really touched by God a lot. I have what you could call waking visions. They weren't visual visions, but downloads. And I knew I had a mission to take on the globalists, and I knew that we would be successful in slowing down their beast system and have a great awakening. And then after that great awakening, then the Antichrist would rise somewhere off in the future. And that was what God laid on me to do, was to prepare the next big wave before the final wave and the final conflict. And I've been sharing that story for about 27 years on air and saying that the show would end up with the listeners and the guests and everything we did together would trigger the Great Awakening, and use that term that they now call it that officially. So I foresaw it all because I didn't foresee anything God told me. And there's a problem with this show. We cover so many earth-shaking, ultra-hardcore issues that all tie together that when a particularly important issue comes out of all the rest, it tends to get lost in just the magnitude of everything else. There's a normalcy bias. And there's also the way a lot of people's thinking processes work. And as I've gotten older, I realized how different my thinking process is to a lot of people. A lot of people have similar thinking process to me. I said on yesterday's show, as I already saw it happening, that when Trump presented communist China working with the deep state, the Democrats stealing elections, that people are so pissed about Trump being in a lip lock with Israel that they would just flip out and say, we don't care about that. We only care about Israel, because people get target narcosis. Or you call it psychosis, actually. That's in World War One, and then World War Two, they noticed that fighter bomber pilots would come into a train or troop convoy. They were shooting, strafing with cannons or machine guns or dropping bombs. And sometimes they would just fly right into the train or right into the building or the target, because they were just so focused on putting as many bullets as they could or artillery shells into it. If you don't know that, a lot of the planes had a little artillery cannon in the nose and would fire small artillery shells. I know a lot of you probably hear that and wouldn't know that. My problem with my brain is I think ahead of how people think. And it's very frustrating, because most people don't have deep knowledge of wide spectrum things. And it's very frustrating to me to just know what's going to happen, know what's going to unfold. Whether you love Trump or hate Trump, what he brought forward last night is all documented, all true. We already knew all of it. We've told you everything that was going to be released there. And it was exactly as we told you, because I know people that were in the briefings when Trump was briefed last November. I told you that then, and he should have brought it out earlier. And I also, we already knew by covering all the different election fraud over the years what was going on. And it just shows how Patrick Byrne and many others like Mike Lindell were dead on the entire time. So this is a big deal. And there are more people on X, I noticed, and I'm not mad at them. I'm just going to give some examples of it. Obsessing over the Israel lobby that is just as powerful, maybe more powerful than China, when it comes to buying the politicians outright. So no one's denying that, and it doesn't take away from bad things Israel's doing and opposing that to also know about predatory communist China. I know most of you know that. They're like, don't talk to us like we're 5 years old. Well, I'm talking to the 30-40% of the audience who are great people, but still just cannot talk about anything but Israel. And don't worry, we'll talk about Israel. China is our big adversary. There's 1.5 billion of them. They're run by communists, and they are eating our lunch, okay? And they're our main military foe. We're going to go through Trump's historic speech and break it down straight ahead.
Fellow Americans, I'm back. The Nixon 28 collection is now available, and I must say, it looks tremendous. Go to the AliceJonesStore.com and pick yours up today. You'll be glad you did.
The plane!
Ultimate Power Drink Mix. The fantasy is real, and it's delicious. Visit the AlexJonesStore.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
It is Friday, the 17th day of July, 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I'm going to ask everybody listening on AM/FM station, the TV stations watching, and on X and on Rumble, watching us at Real Alex Jones on X and AJ and Live on X and Rumble.com/ the Alex Jones Show Live, and those of you out there that are on AlexJonesLive.com with all the feeds, to share those. I harp on that constantly because you got all the horsepower. You're the whole shooting match. You are the Paul Revere's. I hope you look in the mirror and realize if you're receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Okay. They are activating the AI control grid here and in Europe right now. At grocery stores, parking garages, parks, inside your houses, the smart meters, your phones, everything. And I'm really glad people have gotten awake to flock. And that's because they're beginning to implement the tyranny of the AI system through that first. But I said, wait a few weeks. It's all starting to activate. And now the other stuff that's even worse, doesn't take away from Locke, is activating. Okay. And it ties into Oracle, Palantir, all of it. Okay. Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, it's all racing. And that's just the Western systems. The Chinese ones, the communist ones are even worse. So I have a big stack of articles, reports, documents, incredible video clips of where if you walk in a parking garage, it bills you for parking a car there. And it knows who you are, everything. Active, it goes into your credit card. This is AI surveillance, okay? So, and that's just one example, okay? And it's the Ring cameras, it's Amazon, but your phone is the key to all of it. Your phone is absolutely the key to all of it. And they're just intimidating everybody into this system and forcing people onto it. I saw another video where a man's been a member of Costco for a decade. And he went in, they looked at his card, scanned it, and said, oh, they need to talk to you over at the desk. He went over, they said, oh, we need you to update. We need you to get on the app. And he said, no. And then they said, we'll give you $40. Then he said, no. And then they said, well, we're going to deactivate your card. And he said, well, that's not in the terms of service. I want to talk to the manager. They said, oh, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. And you know that's going on with everybody now. This is all about nudging you into these systems. They already, during the lockdowns at the UN level, said soon everyone will have to have a phone by law. If you don't have the money, they'll issue you one as part of your social credit score, universal basic income. And then you will have to face scan every time you leave your house. You won't be able to leave your house, your neighborhood, but 3 days a week. That's the model. Already they have congestion cameras in 15-minute cities in England and the Netherlands where this is happening. So you're like, well, I don't care about England or the Netherlands. 100% everything happening in Canada and Australia and all these places is 100% run by the globalists, standardized by the UN and Bill Gates and the communist Chinese in a consortium that came out again on Monday. We played Bill Gates talking about it, and he's been setting it up for 20 years. It's here. We're not in beta anymore. I'm getting chills right now. So I need to spend probably an hour on this today, okay? We need to do a deep dive on this because people need to know. And I think it's very healthy. People are going after flock cameras. The CEO got caught in a huge lie saying we don't track people. We're not selling data. All lies. But you have to understand there's cameras by law in all the new cars watching you. They're hidden. They're just little dots in the looking right at your face in the dashboard. And it all goes back to AI, the Google glasses, the Meta glasses, all of it's AI, people watching you, total control, all the Alexas now have cameras, they're watching you. It's already set up. It's already in place, just like a bear trap, and then our foot's in it now, and they're closing it. And a millisecond, you know, in politics is a year. And so right now the jaws are closing. And then there's ways to deal with this, but people have to understand what it is and understand it's predatory and a master plan, part of the intergalactic communication system plan of 1959 developed by DARPA. And you go, that sounds like a Star Trek episode. That's just what it's called. Go look it up. Look up the creation of the internet, intergalactic communication system. And you go read what it is, okay? And I'll get to that later. Now, I'm not the one that names this stuff. We have so much other news as well. In all the polls, in all the races, and in all the primaries, the communists, democratic socialists is what they are, who literally want a violent overthrow of the country, they are winning. And now in all the polls, socialists top MAGA candidates. And that is because of the disastrous behavior of the Trump administration in the last year. And there's still time for them to turn this around, but not much. So we're going to be getting to all of that today. Now, let me set the table for what we're doing this hour and some of the next, because this is important. And I know everything we cover is important, and I respect you being here and watching, and I appreciate you, and I'm asking you to please send the live feed at Real Alex Jones out and alexjoneslive.com/show and tell everybody this is forbidden information, this is sensitive information, they don't want you to know it, please share it. Let me just set the table with this. The leftist corporate media is just trying to ignore what Trump released last night. That is NSA, CIA documents, voter records, smoking gun documents, tens of thousands of pages. We have been so on this and so close to this and so close to lawyers and investigators. In pieces, we have covered all of this and everything he says is true, and no one's even denying that it isn't accurate. Just damning information, China trying to trigger a civil war, funding all the anti-white garbage, fake mail-in ballots being shipped in. Remember, they got caught in Pennsylvania and everywhere in 2020. We already knew that, but it was even vans pulling in at 1 a.m. with Chinese drivers and aircraft landing, you know, at the airports with them. I mean, we already knew this. And postal drivers pulling up and Chinese men are, you know, unloading things onto the postal thing. And the guy looks and it's all for Biden. We have all that. But it's the president up there going over these hundreds of bullet points. He could have talked for 3 hours. And my only frustration is he would just say something. And a lot of times the way they told the president, it was a little bit watered down, but he still delivered better than I thought. The only thing that wasn't completely accurate is it's worse than he said. Okay. And at the White House, they created the election integrity site. It's all there. Everybody's trying to process it. We got to crowdsource this like we did the Epstein files. Just dig into it. It is incredible. But we fed it all into Grok and to ChatGPT and got similar answers. I spot checked Grok and ChatGPT. Grok was a little bit more accurate, but even ChatGPT was like, no, this is all real. This is true. And I've got those breakdowns right here. So this is huge. Then you have ABC and a bunch of other networks, NBC, not even carrying it. CBS and others cutting away as soon as he said election fraud. And you are under the FCC regulations. When the president doesn't address, they're supposed to carry it. Trump is talking about taking away their broadcast licenses and all of that. And I mean, I don't think that's the right move. The right move is to point out the censorship and to do more press conferences and more events on this and call the independent media that's much bigger than the corporate media to focus on this key information. Now, the other big problem is because of the cover-up of Epstein and because of all the sweetheart deals and insider trading going on that the Trump admin's been doing, because Trump supporters, on average, are moral people of integrity, they're so outraged at Trump that a lot of people are saying, I don't care, I don't want to hear about it, I want to see the Epstein files. Or, hey, why did you talk about Israel controlling our elections, which is true, but there's competing interest, and China is one of the dominant ones, if not been the dominant one. Israel's making such a out-of-control, bum-rush move right now. I've been saying for months, Israel is now the main election integrity problem because they buy people off at the candidate level and spend tons of money on the elections and on propaganda. But China, working with the deep state, and this came out with the NSA that covered it up with the CIA, and Trump released all that, as we told you years ago, that was going on. China when it comes to outright putting their thumb on the scale, flipping votes, stealing, sending in fake ballots. They hit from a lot of angles. They are the ones that outright have been stealing regional, local, and national elections. Yeah, and you said, well, how did Trump win a few years ago? As we told you with the numbers, the math, an overwhelming mass landslide is a huge red wave coming in. The fraud is, let's say, 100-foot seawall. Well, if the tsunami is 110 feet tall, it makes it over. There's only 10 to 15%, depending on the state, the worst ones are about 15, baked in of fraud. And you can't flip numbers at a certain point if someone has a huge majority because the math doesn't add up. And they still tried it in some of the elections. That's why you'll see more people voting than there are registered voters and things like that in Wisconsin. It's incredible. So I get people's frustration. But when most of what I saw on X was not going, oh, look how these documents, look how incredible this is, look how it meshes with these investigations and these videos of what happened in the states where they stole it. Oh, my God, total proof. We need these people to be indicted. Instead, it's all, oh, really? Look at all the executives that are Jewish. Oh, look at Israel spending money on our elections. We know that. We just shot down the NDAA, Israel taking over the military. They'll try again. We've got to be able to deal with Israel trying to take over, China trying to take over, BlackRock and the Rothschilds, kind of similar as Israel, kind of the same group. But, I mean, again, folks, this is really simple when you pull back and aren't emotional about it. It's like Syrian girl, really smart lady, you know, chemist, scientist. And I was like, wow, J.D. Vance came out and admitted that, you know, Jeffrey Epstein was U.S. and Israeli intelligence. She should have said MI6 as well, because that top super level, the Trial Commission, you're in all of them. And she goes, no, it's Israel. It's Israel's the one running it. And I went, no, I'm not saying he wasn't mainly Mossad, and then Maxwell that he took the family business over from was buried with Mossad honors. And yes, we understand he's first and foremost Israeli operative, but it's just amazing to have Vance coming out and saying all that. That's why there's a cover-up. As I told you when Trump got reelected, I said, I've been told because it's CIA, Mossad, MI6 is going to get covered up, national security. And, of course, that happened. And she just kept saying, but no, it's Israel. It's like three guys can rob a bank and all equally be guilty for robbing the bank. Just because you get all three of the guys that robbed the bank doesn't take away from the guy you really don't like that robbed it. Okay? Does that make sense? You can run out on the highway and get hit by one car and spin around, another one runs you over. It doesn't take away from the other car that hits you. And I know most of you are like, yeah, we understand that. No, there's a lot of people that they get target psychosis, where they just get on one thing and pattern recognition, and then they cannot see other threats. And it's very, very frustrating. And again, those of you that have this imprint on you of being brainwashed by your own obsession are going to say, oh my God, there he is trying to get us not to look at Israel. That's not what I'm doing. This is historic. Communist China has 1.5 billion people. They control rare earth minerals. They control most of the chip making. They had bought off most of the Democratic Party. Confucius centers in all the major cities and universities run by the government of China. They have been set up by the globalists and the Rockefellers to be the Chinese century. The CFR said for decades, America's done. Our jobs were all shipped there on purpose. They're the main national adversary of the United States and the dollar and all the rest of it. And as much as I don't like our corrupt system and all of it, we lose the dollar, folks, we're going to be a hellhole of debt and corruption and just nightmare scenario. And those of you know, us that are skilled and hardworking, whatever, I'll be able to go to another country and I'll be all right. But most people are going to be in a living hell. Okay, so I'm literally, China is the main adversary. Russia is not. It's a total distraction. You've heard all the top generals on the show and experts and intelligence heads agreeing with me. This is not even debatable. And that's why I've said Israel trying to take us over openly, not as foreign policy, is terrible, and it's even worse because it's become a giant distraction in a multi-front war that we were barely starting to win in intelligence and jobs and industry and soft power with China. And now Israel has drug us down in Pew and Gallup polls that came out yesterday. Israel's the most unpopular country in the world, and we've gone from being overall very popular to now being barely popular. We're almost below 50. Saw those polls yesterday. Those are accurate. And people ask, it's us associated with Israel, Gaza, the Iran thing, all of it. You say, well, why we don't care about being popular? It feeds into our soft power and the dollar and being able to get things done around the world. It's important, particularly if we're going to be a protectionist, isolationist system. And I just think, really, America first. I don't go to the level of calling it isolationism. I think that term's loaded. But it's important, okay? So, yeah, Israel is the big problem. Because it is the most powerful taking over the country and the government right now. And a huge distraction from China that, since Israel sucked us down into this, China was losing against us barely. Now they're winning. And by the way, I have the analysis right here. I was already thinking this morning and saw it in high-level analysis. Financial Times, you name it. Who is the big enemy publications? But they're reporting to their own people what's going on. So let me explain it this way. Trump could be the worst person in the galaxy, okay? Just for hypothetical reasons, let's just say he's the devil, okay? If we have election fraud with a foreign government ally with elements of the deep state, the Democratic Party, through Venezuela, with the majority of the voting machines we use, engaged in stealing elections, that is a form of coup. That is a form of dictatorship of a plutocracy of bureaucrats and corporations allied with communist China. And so remove Trump out of the equation and the fact that you're mad at him. Focus on foreign powers. I know for a lot of people, China's a trillion miles away. It's not. It's 15,000 miles away. And it is milking us in the welfare and the anchor babies and just every other scam there is. China is shipping in the precursors for the drugs that are killing us. China is absolutely at war with us, and they admit they're at war with us. So, and I know most of you are like, Alex, you're telling us who was for. We know this. We agree. I know. I care about the lost sheep, which are 20, 30, 40% of MAGA, former MAGA, conservatives, whatever you want to call them, need to understand that this is a big deal. Now, I know what the real criticism is and what the smart people are saying. It's not, oh, don't worry about China. They're not an issue. They're not trying to trigger a civil war. They're not funding leftist organizations and groups, which they are. It's all Israel, Israel, because Israel's doing a bunch of the same stuff and sells our secrets to China. No, that's another reason they shouldn't merge the Pentagon. The big real criticism of Trump, and where he just drives me off a cliff here mentally, I want to pull my hair out, that's why there's none left, is he's got Todd Blanche, a Democrat Party lawyer that sabotaged everything as the acting AG, who's deep-sixed all this stuff, and I've confirmed people in the DOJ, it's him, and you see it in the news, and Trump's up there, get it done, indict, go after him. Do all, he's trying to get voter ID, the SAVE Act finally passed the House, now it's going to pass the Senate. Trump legitimately knows this is important. He's really trying. But then because Todd Blanche lies to him and kisses his ass, he leaves him right there. So where are the indictments? You have NSA officials, CIA officials in the emails confirmed, released by Tulsi Gabbard, given to Trump back in November, presented to him. And she gets run out. And it takes Trump 7-8 months to finally have this event. Should have been doing it back then. Where are the indictments? You have NSA and CIA officials by name, so arrogant, I've got the emails right here, that they're saying we're not going to tell Trump about the Chinese and about the shipping in the ballots and stealing the voter registration rolls and accessing the computers and flipping the votes. And you saw that same graph in the five battleground states where they closed the voting, they claim, they stopped the counting, they covered the windows, vans pull in, Chinese men unload boxes of ballots, and then you see Biden go from being lower than Trump with the organic curve to popping up above him. Let's pull up the famous F graph where it's organic curve and then bloop, 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 bloop. And back at the time it came out, we had FBI whistleblowers at the time, high level, counter-espionage, counterterrorism, say they were investigating China. And they had them dead to rights. And we had whistleblowers in the Democratic Party. There's still some people in there that are like, whoa, this is spying. and the FBI higher up killed it. That's all in here. They need to be indicted. The senior FBI, the senior NSA, the senior CIA. And you can say, well, they're so corrupt it'll never happen. Well, we have to hammer this home, and we have to discredit these machines, and we have to get rid of them. France doesn't have machines, and their election closes every time by midnight because it's all counted at the precinct. Everybody counts it, hand counts it on paper. It's put on a board. Then the local group of precincts put them together, and you know that number, and everybody can see it transparently. So the way they rig elections is they indict or arrest anybody that's a forerunner, that's a patriot. That's how the EU operates. Oh, you won the election in Romania? We'll just arrest you and say null and void. Because they got paper ballots. So they just cut right to, your ass is arrested. Like Le Pen and others. So I just hit one thing here about the FBI and the NSA and the CIA, and we have the emails. But we knew back at the time. We have all the sources, all the lawyers, the people on the ground. It's what we do. And so that's how Patrick Byrne came on a couple days ago and told you exactly what Trump would do. And he did it. And he went 95% of where Patrick wanted him to go. A few things he didn't hammer on as hard as he should. But he laid it out. The smoking gun, smoking gun, smoking gun, smoking gun. I was going to play a bunch of clips of this, but the best thing to do is just cut the first 5 minutes of Trump hyping up the country and being a cheerleader for the stock market, which I get he does, and it's a good thing, and it's been mitigating, you know, the Strait of Hormuz being closed and the problems. It's not been as bad because of his cheerleading and, quite frankly, his BSing, which I'm not endorsing, but constantly saying the Strait's open and oil prices are low has been keeping him from going too high. He's like a 70 Sam jumping up on top of it, trying to keep, you know, the geyser from exploding under him. I don't know how long he can do it, but he's not completely done it, but he's held it down some. But this is a big deal. So the best thing to do is I'm just going to air the meat and potatoes, the last two-thirds of the speech when we come back. And just know that I'm going to go over all the documents. Everything he's saying is true, except it's worse. And General Flynn pointed out, he said, based on what the POTUS presented, and they released the documents, they released the goods, this evening about our corrupt elections, the CIA, NSA directors during the first term should immediately be arrested for treason. Our lead producer, Scott, spent hours last night and this morning feeding it all through Grok, the documents, and Grok came back and said, yeah, this is all accurate. Well, I don't even need Grok because I spot-checked a bunch of it and we already knew it all. I'm not saying, oh, we already knew it all, we're smart. I'm saying, it's real, it's bad, and it's a foreign global coup against us, so forget Trump. This ain't about him. It's about our damn country, people! The Chi-Coms are a major enemy, and that is a takeaway from you jacking off to hating Israel. And screw them, too. We'll be right back. Introducing Aquapure, the ultimate water filter showerhead. Ladies and gentlemen, on your screen are the major third-party scientific tests. This is the very best, top-of-the-line water filtration system for your shower head. It just takes seconds to be screwed on to any system, no plumbers. You owe it to yourself, your husband, your wife, your children to cut out the gender bending chemicals that are in all the major tap water supplies. Most well water is contaminated as well. You can't just filter the water you drink. One of the biggest places you can pull the studies up that we absorb poisons is through our skin and through our lungs. The amount of chlorine in major water supplies is insane. You know, if you put fish in tap water, even if you aerate it, even if you feed them, they die within hours. That's because it's toxic. That's because it's poison. Chlorine alone kills bacteria. Great, you don't get dysentery, but it destroys your gut flora, and it's directly linked to cancer. Then you've got the fluoride, you've got the lead, you've got the arsenic. This system reduces it all 95 to 95%. Now, we've got gravity-fed filters that cut it all out, but those are drip, drip, drip. This system is the very best on the market and reduces it from 95 to 99%, depending on the hundreds of chemicals that are out there in the studies that have been done. And that is the top of the line because it's forcing it through fast. It's got really good pressure. and you are reducing it down 95-99%. That is the best you are going to get if you live in one of these cities with the deadly tap water. And so many areas like Los Angeles are toilet to tap. They recycle the birth control and the Adderall and all the thousands of pharmaceuticals and the feces and the tampons and the microplastics all go back in, go through all these complex systems. They fill with all this chlorine and then they ship it back out down your water pipes. And not to mention what's in the pipes and all the buildup. And then when sewage runs off, it gets into the water supply. You are insane if you're drinking tap water. And you can look up the studies for yourself. Almost all well water and aquifers in the United States are heavily contaminated with thousands of different chemicals like lead and mercury and arsenic and fluoride and other forever chemicals. So again, I can tell you forever in my home, we have these systems, and it does hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of showers before it's got to be replaced. The head's not replaced. We have the replacement filters for $30. For this quality, nobody can beat it, and it funds our operation against the globalists. This is very, very competitive at the normal retail. Listen to this. Normal retail is $139, but for everybody, it's $97.99, that's 30% off. And for VIP, $69.99. That is a steal at that deal. So anybody buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, whether it's t-shirts, high quality supplements, water filters, you name it, should be a VIP. It's $30 a month. Instantly get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers, and special sales on top of sales on everything. Cancel any time, so it's not even a commitment. You just get the better deals. We get to remind you of those, and we've got a lot of really satisfied customers. Over 90%+ reorder rate on our supplements, and it's starting to happen with our water filters as well, because we've got the best deals, and it funds our information warfare operation. This is the best. You owe it to yourself. Secure yours now while supplies last at thealexjonesstore.com, and I want to thank you for supporting the transmission while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wise. God bless you all. Now take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Another world. Another time. A foreign government has been proven to be stealing our elections and trying to trigger a civil war.
Another world.
That is a huge issue.
His life was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And there are a lot of things going on here. China is cut and dry, it's smoking gun, and it's our own government. And the Democrats predominantly going along with this, and a lot of Republican neocons helping cover it up, and the FBI covering it up. And those of us that are informed already knew all of this in pieces, but it's the president out there releasing the documents from the NSA, from the CIA, from the DOJ, with the senior people sitting around saying, we're going to cover this up from Trump and the public. It's treason. And then let me show you overhead shot. This is just a smattering of what I see everywhere. I mean, this is the majority of people don't care because they're so mad at Trump. Great. This isn't about Trump. It's about our election system, our right to rule ourselves. They got the governor of California here, and it says, damn, that's crazy. Let's see those Epstein files. It's actually Patrick Bateman. So people are saying, yeah, we want Epstein files. We want Epstein files. Great. We keep pushing to get the rest of them. We already got a bunch of them. And then there's this. Oh, you're saying China is trying to control our media and our elections. Look at all these Jewish people. What does that have to do with China trying to foment violence and funding these groups? So you do have an alliance with the corporate media and the Chinese. This very corporate media didn't carry Trump's speech. NBC, ABC, all of it. So people are like, oh, we don't care about China. They're not a threat. One of the biggest criticisms I get is, oh, Jones is covering up for Israel every time I go, oh, look, China has 98% of our rare earth minerals. We got to move in and get that. I told you this for decades. Now it's a huge issue. Got to have it for everything. We were strategically set up by our own elites not to have control of that. Trump's changed that now. Now China's got about 90% control in just his first term. In this one, he got some rare earth minerals operating again. That's a good thing. Whether you love Trump or hate him, that's a good thing he did. We should support that. So, again, I'm harping on this because this is about our elections. This is about fraud. This is truth. This is real. And yeah, we're mad about Trump joining in on the Epstein cover-up. And yeah, we're mad about him being Israel first and getting us into this war that's hurting the economy and the world and so much more and so dangerous. Yeah, we harp on that all day. But China is a major threat and is buying off many of your local politicians. I mean, Tim Walz, 100% on their payroll. Nancy Pelosi, you know all about it. Feng Fang and Swallows Well and all of it. Mitch McConnell's wife. I mean, these are Chi-Com agents. And they're getting caught bringing bioweapons in and the precursors to fentanyl and all of it. And so I talk about China. That's where our main military is pointed at. That's who says they're at war with us. That's a big deal. And again, people are like, oh, yeah, don't say they're manipulating our media while you're covering up for the Jews. And it's that exact same corporate media wouldn't carry his speech. What it is a consortium of anti-Americans. The CFR for decades said the new century, the 21st century, will be the Chinese century. America's over. America's done. And Trump's first term, Larry Fink at Davos, while Trump was there, said, oh, China and us will defeat America. America's done. Remember all that? Till Trump jerked his chain and it put a bunch of executive power in that had always been there but wasn't being used. And now BlackRock's sitting up like a trained SEAL saying, what do I do? And the states are suing and winning against them. We're having victories. We're winning battles. We haven't won the war. But we shouldn't be demoralized here. So here's a clip talking about Trump wants to pull the license of ABC and NBC and all the rest of it because they didn't carry a speech. And technically, if you look at the war powers and the COG laws Congress passed, Trump can do that. But I don't think those are constitutional laws. ABC's desert, their payment is that they have almost no viewers because people know they're full of crap. The answer is protect the independent media, promote the independent media. Trump goes on Elon Musk, has a billion listeners, didn't ever do it again. Over a billion people clicked on it, listened to it. But he loves Fox News with 2 million viewers on average. He loves CNN with an average of 100,000 viewers or less. But what we do is we say, okay, here's the speech they don't want you to see, and then here's the backup documents proving all of this. We don't just have the documents, their own documents admitting internally they did this. That's how arrogant they are. We have all the local investigations and the witnesses and the videos and the FBI agents blowing the whistle and the U.S. Postal Service drivers and everything. We have it all. We have the mules going to the safe houses and going delivering hundreds of ballots into the drop boxes with the fake signatures. We have them. But remember in 2020, the courts, 2021, they're like, no proof was ever shown. They would never let evidence be put on. This is about getting control of our voting systems again. This is about getting rid of these machines. This is a major front and center top issue. Right up there with not having Israel run us and not having AIPAC primary whoever they want and not having Israel merge with the military and getting out of this Iran war. It's right up there at the very top with that issue and ending the Ukraine war that could get us all killed. And I just harp on this because it is huge. This is such a big deal. And it's not getting the attention it deserves because of the outlets that have the audiences. Most people are like, well, I want to be so pure, I'm going to say I don't care about this because Epstein falls. Two separate issues. This is about the election integrity and the sovereignty of our country. It doesn't take away from Trump doing bad things, and we're mad at Trump, to say this is important, a foreign government doing this. It's that simple. I know most of you agree with me, but I just really am trying to get other people out there to use their brains. Here's a clip about Trump wanting to pull their licenses.
In a rare move, NBC and ABC fake news have both said that they would not cover this speech. They knew what it was about because of the fact that they don't like the topic, because they know how corrupt our system is, and they don't want to reveal it. They and others in the media are part of a plot. They want to continue this fraud for whatever reason. They want to keep it going. They want to protect the radical left. They can't have a great country, and that's true. You can't have a great country without free and fair elections. Fraud like this should mean a revocation of their licenses. They use our public multi-billion dollar in value airways for absolutely no money. They pay nothing. All we want is honesty in our elections and honesty in reporting. They pay nothing for multi-billion dollar assets.
And the only problem is that Trump has discredited himself so much that now he's no longer the underdog targeted by the system. He's seen as just a corrupt kingpin. And so the messenger comes and tells you the truth on this, and people say, I don't care because of the messenger. Hey, forget the messenger. It's what is in the contents. And Trump is absolutely right on his presentation last night. So let's, again, I'm not going to play the whole thing because the first 5-6 minutes he just was hyping up the economy and things. Some of it was true, some of it wasn't. But when it came to the election fraud, it's all 100%. I got all the documents, all the articles, all the admissions. It's not like a CIA report or an NSA report or a Tulsi, you know, Gabbard report on this. It's the smoking gun documents. Because they sit there on their email talking about how they're covering it up and what they did. Because they thought they were that secure. Just like the emails of, yeah, Obama ordered me to do this and Crossfire Hurricane. And they also do it to cover their ass. So it's like, oh, look, I was told to do this. You see, they use their own breadcrumbs, their own record as blackmail against the system itself and as insurance that, hey, you told me to do this. They never thought we'd have a director of national intelligence that would do what Trump said and go get it all. Because, you know, the NSA stores everybody's emails, everybody's phone calls, everybody's text messages. For at least 15 years, they've had enough data centers. The NSA has alone. They got like 10 huge ones in Texas. Austin, San Antonio, Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston. Out in the middle of nowhere, they got them. They're just sprawling football field. You'll see a facility that's like the size of a 50 Walmarts. And it's an NSA base. And now they're building data centers, private ones that are 48 square miles or whatever. I mean, it's just thousands of Walmarts. And it's all recorded. So they just go in. I've talked to people that didn't give me the specifics, but they said, oh, yeah, we can read everything. Everything Jack Smith said, everything Jack Smith did, they got it all. Everything, it's all there. Just like everything on you's all there. You think flock cameras are the bottom of the rabbit hole? They ain't even the entrance to the rabbit hole. There's some grass around the rabbit hole. And so they pulled it all up. Oh, and the Trump just released a bunch of it. Smoking gun. I don't want to look at that. I want to see Epstein files. Well, we'll get you that, too. Well, we're all working on that, too. But this is a big enchilada. Serve you up, you know, just victory, and people are like, ah! That's spin, folks. That's mind control. That's dangerous. No, we're winning. We're going to keep pushing. And even if they don't indict any of this scum, their whole thing's exposed, the court of public opinion. It's so discredited, and there's local suits and state suits, and we're winning, and these companies are in trouble, and they're dropping their lawsuits against Mike Lindell and others, and they're getting indicted. There's been a bunch of indictments of Smartmatic and these other big companies. It's happening. In fact, there are indictments happening. Not enough, not fast enough, but it's happening. All right, let's start getting to Trump's historic speech. The parliament plays only 20 minutes long. Here it is.
America is back and doing really well, but we still have a major challenge that must be urgently addressed because no country can be great without fair and honest elections. You have to trust your country because if there can be no trust, there can be no greatness. And that's very simple. No trust, no greatness. For many years, I've called for bold, swift, and decisive action to protect the integrity of America's elections. Every American deserves to know that when they cast their vote, that vote will be counted accurately in a system, and that is to make that system secure, one where cheating and interference are not just difficult, but virtually impossible. Unfortunately, the system we have today falls catastrophically short of that standard. Tonight, I'm announcing the immediate declassification and release of critical intelligence, revealing shocking vulnerabilities in our election infrastructure. This evidence shows that the election system we have dangerously exposes and really exposes, like, levels never thought possible to hacking, exploitation, and foreign interference. Just as disturbingly, this vital information has for many years been covered up and hidden from you, the American people, our beautiful, our great American people. But that all changes right now. The documents we will release starting tonight have been gathered by the White House Government Transparency Task Force, a great group of people, along with the staff of the President's Intelligence Advisory Board, supported by our top intelligence agency chiefs who have all personally reviewed the findings. We are presenting this evening and fully confirmed their authenticity. You can see these documents for yourself at whitehouse.gov. That's whitehouse.gov. Go check it out. Our purpose in disclosing this information is not to weaken confidence in election, but to earn that confidence by confronting vulnerabilities and correcting them very, very quickly. And that's what we're doing. The documents cover five major areas of concern. First, they show that over a period of years, starting during the 2020 election cycle, the People's Republic of China carried out what is believed to be the largest compromise of election data in history, resulting in China's illicit acquisition of 220 million U.S. voter files. That information includes names, addresses, phone numbers, political party preferences, and other sensitive data that would be needed to register to vote and engage in other nefarious activities, which is exactly what was happening. This data loss presents an unprecedented election security nightmare. The intelligence even shows that China has signed a data exploitation unit specifically to this new project. Compounding the travesty, the second set of documents we are releasing reveals that members of the deep state, very, very famous group of people, in many cases, in our intelligence agency work to actively suppress and downplay information about the extent of China's sinister election meddling, covering it up from both the president and the American people like nobody thought was possible. U.S. spy agencies began learning about the compromise of voter registration files in 2020 when they discovered that tens of millions of voter data, think of that, tens of millions of voters' data in 18 states have been bought, stolen, or hacked by China. Yet those responsible for sounding the alarm instead kept the information secret and hidden. They did not disclose to me as president or to anyone else, and to the best of our knowledge, they did not inform Congress. In fact, all they kept saying is, this is the most secure election in the history of our country, a standard, very pat line that was divvied out to say. The cover-up of this colossal security breach is even more disturbing in light of the additional information showing that China engaged in other election-related activities to undermine my first administration and our 2020 campaign. They did not want, and they just didn't want it. They fought like hell not to have it Donald Trump to win, and for good reason. As the documents we are releasing show, CIA reporting explicitly stated, and I quote, in mid-2018, the Chinese Communist Party's policy was to leverage all domestic and foreign elements that were opposed to the U.S. president in an effort to reduce the U.S. president's votes and make him resign or prevent his reelection. Isn't that nice? Also, in mid-2018, China was working to influence the results of the U.S. midterm elections and later the results of the 2020 presidential election itself. Separately, in mid-2019, the Chinese government's strategy against the United States – was focused on undermining domestic confidence in the U.S. president. They wanted to just make you sound like your president wasn't so hot, when actually your president has done a great job. And they did everything possible to do exactly that. Going on, this document says, and this is by the CIA, the strategy included efforts to use Chinese contacts with big U.S. companies to influence U.S. business leaders to turn against the president of the United States of America. The Chinese government sought to identify U.S. journalists who had reported negatively on the U.S. president and pay them large sums of money to write more negative articles about him, as many as they could, and they didn't care what they said. The Chinese government wanted U.S. president to lose the next election, and the reason they wanted me to lose is because they knew I was wise to them, charged them billions and billions of dollars worth of tariffs, and built the strongest military anywhere in the world. We have the strongest military anywhere in the world. These are exact quotes from the CIA reporting. The name of the person doing the quote is now under review, but it gets even worse. Raw intelligence obtained by the FBI in 2020, yet buried by rogue bureaucrats, stated that China's activities even included an attempt to manufacture illegal ballots for Joe Biden. Documents show that during this period, dozens of significant CIA and NSA reports about China's election targeting were kept out of the presidential briefing. These were briefings I would get almost every day. Everything was kept out that was of importance. One email among intelligence analysts admitted that they had, quote, deliberately massaged the presidential daily briefing to withhold information regarding Chinese activities related to the election. Another official inside the FBI wrote that she was running, quote, a shadow government, unquote, to keep intelligence about China's election meddling from becoming known and to keep it away from the honorable press. Other officials who witnessed such efforts perceived the motivations to be blatantly political. Recently, we found significant numbers of burn bags in formation, and this is a group of bags that were used to destroy information given by President Barack Hussein Obama to be burned. It was supposed to be burned. These bags were supposed to be at a different level by different people, incinerated and checked, but it never happened. Maybe we got lucky. We believe this was not done on purpose, but rather through gross incompetence of the people that was supposed to burn the bags. But the findings are stunning. Today, I'm asking the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the CIA to investigate how and why such crucial information was hidden, to fire those involved in the cover-up, and to file criminal charges, if appropriate, against these people. Yet concealing China's meddling was only the beginning. The third set of documents we are releasing proves that for many years, Americans were blatantly lied to about the security of our election infrastructure, including electronic voting machines and ballot counting systems, dishonest.
All right, let's stop there. Almost all. There's about 8 minutes left, and then I'm going to go through the hardcore documents quickly. So I'm going to be getting back into this with Patrick Byrne in the third hour today. Had a special guest in the fourth hour. But this is historic, and the way Trump's just reading it off, it sounds bad enough, but it's far worse. And it's total proof. And, of course, I know what you're saying, and it's totally legitimate. Where are the indictments? Where are the arrests? We have it all. And Trump needs to look in the mirror and know it's Todd Blanche. And it's that simple. All right, we're going to go to break. Remember, the corporate media censored this speech. They censored this information. That's why broadcasts like this are so essential. That's why I'm very thankful for all of you that share the articles, the videos, the video feeds at AlexJonesLive.com. The deep state, the CIA, they've all fought and spent hundreds of millions of dollars on record trying to sue us out of existence. That's how much they hate this broadcast. That's how much they hate you being able to share AlexJonesLive.com, people actually hearing this and seeing this. As we expose all of our major adversaries, the UN, the Chi-Coms, the Israel Firsters, all the special interests, the mad scientists wanting new viral releases, new lockdowns, all the wars are trying to start, the Big Brother systems, the AI takeover, we're fighting it all. And the propaganda wouldn't be necessary, and them trying to shut us down wouldn't be necessary if the situation was hopeless. It's not. But you've got to support those that tell the truth, and we need your financial support. We make it very easy. We want you, when you financially support, to get great things that are wonderful, that you love, that you get addicted to in a good way. That's why you need to go to thealexjonesstore.com and get our methylene blue, get our bovine colostrum, and now we have the liquid turmeric, the strongest on the market. We already have the pills, 95% humanoid, incredible anti-inflammatory, so good for your whole body. The liquid is super concentrated with concentrated ginger and pepperdine that, on record, supercharged turmeric. Take it under the tongue for maximum absorption. It's liquid, so it's way better than the pills. You know, the pills are the strongest out there. The only way to get better is liquid. This is super concentrate. Get yours for 30% off right now, introductory offer at thealexjonesstore.com. And there are almost 1,000 different designs of T-shirts and ball caps at thealexjonesstore.com. And some are decent designs. A lot are excellent. Some are the very best out there. I wanted the widest selection. The only problem is it's obnoxious. So we got some bestseller sections and things. We have the new summer line with just the, I designed this. I love it. Just a Betsy Ross flag. It says Rebel Scum since 1776. Make Orwell fiction again. Less 1984, more 1776. We've got great tank top wife beaters now. We got women's tank tops. Oh, this dress shirt with the Betsy Ross flag. Super lightweight, super high quality, super low cost. Now we got shorts, boxer shorts. And I don't mean like boxer underwear, you know, like boxer style exercise shorts. I love them. TheAlexJonesStore.com. So many great designs. We have the silver coin selling out, the fundraiser coin for the anniversary. We have this new shower filters, highest rating for taking out the toxins at an incredibly low price. It's all there. So please stand with us as we stand for you, as we stand together. Take action now. It's the only way we fail is if you don't take action. At TheAlexJonesStore.com. Hour number two is right ahead. America is now 250 years old. July 4th isn't about delicious cheeseburgers and fireworks, though I love them so much. It's about what does America stand for? The globalists cannot have our country survive. They want transhumanism. They want the Great Reset. They want the New World Order. That's why they demonize America. That's why they pay the NBA and the NFL to take a knee during the anthem and push all this communist Chinese garbage. Because what America stands for is antithetical to what they're doing. So, when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, we have a whole summer line that just rolled out. We'll show you some of these designs. And most of them, I came up with the concepts. I'm pretty proud of it. I think this is a badass shirt. It's the Betsy Ross flag. And it says, Rebel Scum since 1776. And the designs just get better from there. And they fund the second American Revolution happening right now. Because our Revolutionary War never really ended. We're just one continued arc, the flower of the Renaissance, challenging totalitarians and authoritarian scum. Because in truth, they're the scum, we are the future, and we are winning. You wanted 1980-style wife beaters? We got a whole bunch of them with great slogans like, less 1984, more 1776. Got another great shirt, make Orwell fiction again, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. And I got to tell you, this fabric, how light it is, how good it feels. I asked the folks at Bigley, can we have some dress shirts? And I sent them an example. This is even better than the shirt I bought that was similar to it. This is awesome. This shirt is so light. It's so great in the summer. Get yours now along with dozens of new designs and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
All right, in hour number two, I want to finish up with Trump's speech and go over some of the documents. But then I want to shift gears and all the other news because we're going back into this with Patrick Byrne, who is at the center of all of this, did everything he said he did, a total hero, and as usual, most people don't know who he is or care. I mean, traveling to China, traveling to Europe, traveling to Venezuela, nailing it all, everything he said, it's come out and been accurate. I never doubted him because I knew he was an accurate guy, but I still, it was hard to believe. It was still overwhelming, and now it's all come out. And I have all these other sources as well, the documents. It's just insane. It's about 9 minutes of Trump left, and then I'm going to dig into this. But this is your country. This is your right to vote. This is serious. And just because there's all this fraud, we can't give up and then not vote. We go vote to show what's going on and also overwhelm them with landslides. And we keep fighting and we keep exposing, and when we get success out of that, because laying down to these people is going to only make things 10 times worse. And I know most of you get that, but I see so many people that are just black-pilled and are just doomers. Well, what are you even doing tuning in then? I'm not mad at you, but I'm like, what's the point? I'm not doing this to lose. I'm one guy from Texas, and look at what we've done. It's not because of me. It's other people that also understand this, and they're fighting back together. I believe in you. You're awesome. And not just Americans. There's great people all over this world of every race, color, and creed that love freedom and love God and have justice in their hearts. I salute you. And seeing the old Trump back last night made me so sad. He just, and I understand why people are hurt, and I get it, but this is separate from Trump. This is about my right and your right. You say, oh, well, it's all scam. The government's corrupt anyway. Well, you want the Chi-Coms running it? You want Israel running it? I want Israel to stop buying our politicians and primarying people and spending all this money domestically. It's all illegal. It's treason them trying to take over our military. We're fighting that and having success. We're fighting the SAVE Act. You got in past the House. You know, I mean, we're fighting to get voter ID. We're fighting. You're fighting. And the listeners are like, we are fighting. Alex, why do you keep saying don't be demoralized? I'm talking to the people that are demoralized. We need everybody. That's why, and I apologize to people that are already awake and get it, that are like, you're beating a dead horse. Well, I'm not beating you. I'm beating the dead horse, trying to get it to wake up, because I don't think it's dead. All right, let's go back to Trump.
Urgent action to ensure that our own system can never, ever be hacked or compromised like it was in the past. The fourth set of documents reveals that even when significant evidence of fraud has been detected, it has been buried and covered up. Among the disclosures tonight are FBI files detailing evidence of alleged fraud by a large-scale voter registration operation in Michigan. In 2020, Michigan State Police raided a Democrat Get Out the Vote organization, corrupt group, in Muskegon. And we're so concerned by what they found. They were just so concerned. They couldn't believe it, actually, that they contacted the FBI in Detroit. The documents state that some canvassers admitted to FBI agents that they signed voter registration forms in other people's names, submitted fraudulent registration for people who did not exist, and received gift cards tied to their number of applications that they produced. In other words, it was pay, play, and cheat. The FBI agents working on the case believe that crimes were committed, yet the Biden Department of Justice slow-walked the investigation and killed it. Tonight, I'm asking the FBI director to ensure that the matter is fully investigated and to work with the Department of Justice to prosecute those responsible for any crimes. Finally, to reveal just how vulnerable our elections continue to be, we are releasing the results of a stunning investigation by the Department of Homeland Security. According to the DHS review, state voter rolls and public records, they identified approximately 278,000 non-citizens who are registered to vote in federal elections. Since Democrat states refused their voter file.
You know, earlier he talked about the senior FBI agent that was running the cover-up and shutting down other agents that exposed China's involvement. They have all the documents. She went on to head up Microsoft's director of risk, and Microsoft helps.
Thanks for having me. Before I start, wanted to pitch a couple of the products there for the listeners. The bovine colostrum has been fantastic. My mom had tremendous results, similar to the results your mom had with her hair and skin. Methylene blue, the mental clarity, the focus has been amazing. I just found that I just needed to up the dose a little bit from the recommendation, and then that really hit. So definitely helps to support the broadcast. Alex, the reason you're so successful and the reason so many people chime in is because you have the best guests. That does include Victor Boot, but I will reference the legendary Gerald Celente. What does he say time after time? When there's nothing left, they take us to war.
The bovine clause is incredible. The methylene blue, you fund us. You're our funders, not the Israelis or the Muslims or the Russians or the U.S. government. You fund us at thealexjonesstore.com. And the new news site for all the feeds and articles is alexjoneslive.com. And on Rumble, rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be right back.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Does anybody really know the secret or the combination for this life and where to keep it? It's kind of sad when you don't know the meaning, but everything happens for a reason. I don't even know what I should say, because I'm an idiot, a loser, microphone abuser.
Here's just one little factoid out of Trump's speech with all the documents, the emails, senior NSA, CIA, with senior FBI, quote, running shadow governments, killing investigations into communist China before the 2020 election, during it and after. Look at this lady, former FBI official Nikki Flores. This is so important. I'm basically running a shadow government across the FBI at this point to shut down the investigations. You will never guess what she's up to now. Director of Insider Risk at Microsoft. Microsoft let engineers based in China access the Pentagon's sensitive military systems, and they helped write the codes for these machines. That's come out. They're heavily allied with the communist Chinese. Biden's deputy AG, who ran the Trump witch hunts, is now also a senior official of Microsoft. Microsoft is as rotten as it gets. Bill Gates is totally allied with them. We got big problems, ladies and gentlemen. That lady needs to be indicted for treason. Bare minimum life in prison and a supermax prison for espionage. Trying to hand your government over to the communist Chinese. Working so a foreign government could steal an election. Look at her! Just like Tim Walz. Bill Gates needs to be in a supermax prison for everything he's done. That's why this is important. This can bring down the entire nest. You got all these competing interests in there trying to buy off and control the government. And the dominant ones are communist China, allied with BlackRock and Bill Gates. And then you got the big Israel lobby that's also heavily allied with China, but they all backstab and screw each other. It's just disgusting. Got the EU and NATO throwing its weight around. All these special interests are trying to run our country and run us in the ground because we're the big powerful empire. We get handed the bill and the police state that goes along with it. So there's about 6 minutes, 5 minutes left of Trump's speech. I'm going to go through some of the key documents and I'm going to shift gears into other huge subjects. We're going to go back into all this with Patrick Byrne next hour. But I got a lot today and a lot of good news, too. James O'Keefe just got back from D.C. where he testified about voter fraud in California. Like you, I just watched President's address and went to look at the classified documents. Here are four documents that should stood out, including 250,000 non-citizens registered to vote, bare minimum. We must remain vigilant. And this is some good news right here. I mean, it's just amazing. And we already knew all this, but here it is in one big spot. Most of it in our own enemies' emails and documents. And then these FBI agents, people would get the big trove of stuff that the lower level ones had, and then they would shelve it because they wanted to use it as blackmail, and then Tulsi Gabbard got it all and gave it to Trump. Because they never thought we'd have a Tulsi Gabbard in there. They never thought Trump would get back in. And now they're having hearings all about it right now. And Gavin Newsom's under criminal investigation. They've had wiretaps, people wearing wires on him. But will the AG then pull the trigger? Well, Trump needs to get rid of him if he won't. But regardless, it's coming out. And the court of public opinion, these people are cooked. Back to Trump.
The real number is actually much higher than that. Yet, even this limited analysis found more than 250,000 foreigners illegally registered to vote. put together these disclosures reveal an election system so broken and so vulnerable that no one can possibly defend it. It is not defensible. Hundreds of millions of U.S. voter files are in the hands of foreign governments. Our machines and ballot counting systems are exposed to hacking and manipulation and corruption. China and other countries have been trying to meddle in our elections. Evidence of fraud has been buried. Hundreds of thousands of non-citizens and dead people are listed and active on the voter rolls. And yet we still have elections with no voter ID, no proof of citizenship, and tens of millions of ballots floating aimlessly through the mail. As one example of the insanity, California's recent election for mayor of L.A. and governor was held on June 2nd, a long time ago, but it was just completed a few days ago on July 10th. Think of that, much more than 1 month. It took a month to count the votes. I wonder what they were doing. This is worse than any third world country. There's no third world country that has elections like we have. In a rare move, NBC and ABC Fake News have both said that they would not cover this speech. They knew what it was about because of the fact that they don't like the topic, because they know how corrupt our system is and they don't want to reveal it. They and others in the media are part of a plot. They want to continue this fraud for whatever reason. They want to keep it going. They want to protect the radical left. They can't have a great country, and that's true. You can't have a great country without free and fair elections. Fraud like this should mean a revocation of their licenses. They use our public multi-billion dollar in value airways for absolutely no money. They pay nothing. All we want is honesty in our elections and honesty in reporting. They pay nothing for multi-billion dollar assets. Great damage has been done to our country. Our elections were left vulnerable to being rigged and stolen, and the trust of the American people was lost. This cannot be allowed to continue. Every American, whether you're a Republican, Democrat, Independent, or otherwise, should be able to agree that we deserve the most secure, honest, and fair election system anywhere in the world. Secure elections should be a partisan, really, we should be together, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, everybody, and it should not be a partisan issue. It should cause to unite us, not to divide us. This should be a cause. We should be united, not divided. In light of the brand new and irrefutable information I have revealed tonight, my administration is in the process of notifying the states whose election data was compromised by the People's Republic of China and many others. We will be working closely to mitigate any harm, and we're taking swift action to ensure that sensitive voter data is better protected so we can never be bought, we can never be hacked, and we can never watch a stolen election again. Tomorrow, the Secretary of Homeland Security will hold a briefing to outline his department's recent work confirming cyber vulnerabilities in our electronic voting systems. They are bad. We're in the process of informing governors, senators, and members of Congress of potential.
10 seconds. And I had Byrne on yesterday. He's coming back on. It really is the best when it comes to knowing all this and being involved, exposing it. That he was concerned from his sources that he wouldn't get into the electronic voting machines and China through Taiwan, through Venezuela, but that's coming in part two, and that's what I've been told as well. You just heard Trump towards the end of his speech saying today they're going to release that report. So this is what I was told in November from that meeting. I was told, hey, Susie Wiles isn't that bad. She called the meeting and called us all in there, and 3 hours Trump was shown all this and how they have all the proof and all the documents, and how the NSA and CIA and FBI blocked the investigations and everything you just saw. I told you back in November, and I'm not like going, oh, look, I'm smart, I have incredible sources. I'm saying we know what's coming next. This is really good. Now, it took a lot longer. Why are we 7 months later? Then they said they were going to release all this in January. Remember, I said Trump says January. He said, I want it out in January. I want to go with this January. Well, here we are. It didn't take a month and a half. It took almost 8 months. or 8 months. So the clock's running out here. We got the midterms in 3 months, folks. And the, most of this crap is still in place. Hope it's not a day late, a dollar short. Back to president.
If you have a nation that is determining.
Let's go back to president.
Election again. Tomorrow, the Secretary of Homeland Security will hold a briefing to outline his department's recent work confirming cyber vulnerabilities in our electronic voting systems. They are bad. We're in the process of informing governors, senators, and members of Congress of potential issues in their states. If you look at voting today, it's in such bad shape in so many states. And we are committing to fix it. And we're also committing to be working with those states and local jurisdictions to help them fix and patch known technical vulnerabilities before the midterm elections. We have very important elections coming up. We want those elections to be honest. I've also ordered DHS to notify every state about non-citizens on their voter rolls and direct them to remove all ineligible voters from the lists immediately. But most importantly, addressing this crisis of election security demands that Congress must pass the Save America Act. How easy is that to do unless you want to cheat? The only reason you wouldn't do it is you want to cheat because your policies are so bad. And your candidates are so pathetic that you can't get away or can't get elected any other way. This landmark bill requires that all voters must show photo voter ID. How simple is that? Could I have your photo, please? Photo voter ID. All voters must provide proof of citizenship. Are you a citizen of our country, please? And hopefully there will be no corrupt mail-in ballots, which if you watched California and so many other places, mail-in ballots are inherently corrupt. So you would have no mail-in ballots except for illness, disability, military deployment, or travel. If you're going away on business or vacation, these reforms are urgently needed to stop the vulnerabilities that I've mentioned. To all Americans, I ask you to pick up your phone tomorrow, call your representatives in the House and Senate, and demand that they pass the Save America Act without delay. Together, we will restore faith and confidence in our country, and we will be bigger, better, and stronger than ever before. Thank you. God bless you. God bless our great military. And God bless America. Thank you very much.
All right. And the Save Act passed the House. It's now in the Senate. Call the Senate when they're out in their districts. Go see them when they're in your state. This is important. And again, I go back to the start of the show because I saw more than half the post on X under clips of Trump and under our articles and videos about this and how important this is. And I'm not even criticizing people that did this because it's important to look at the Israel lobby and AIPAC and what they're doing because they're as big a threat as China or bigger, okay? But when it comes to China, this is smoking gun stuff. I saw this overhead shot. This is what I see everywhere. Even on our post. Hey, Jones, why aren't you covering, you know, Israel and the Israel lobby and all their people in media? Well, NBC and ABC and the rest of them and CBS didn't carry it. That's the whole point. What does it mean? Oh, don't talk about China. Don't talk about their fraud. Don't talk about them manipulating and spending all this money and buying off politicians because you're taking away from the Israel hate. What does that even mean? We're covering any foreign powers and groups and mafias that are getting in front of the will of the people. And China is a major threat and is on our back. And they're allied with the corporate media and the CFR and Bill Gates and the globalists. And it's the same thing. NBC and all these groups, overhead shot, they worked to not have this scene. It's the same thing. That's what's going on. And I'm not mad at, you know, Health Ranger putting this out. I see his point, but and he's just one of the people. I just printed this off. I just see this stuff everywhere. And it all becomes this subject. It's all the same thing. Foreign interests, foreign powers, foreign mafias trying to control us. You can hold two ideas in your head at the same time. And of course, I get this everywhere. With Patrick Bateman memes. Damn, that's crazy what came out, you know, with Trump. Who cares? Let's see those Epstein files. Yeah, let's see those and let's do something about this. One issue doesn't take away from the other issue. And I know most of you are logical and understand that, but some people aren't, because I see the criticism. Oh, look, Jones is covering up for Israel again. What are you talking about? It's retarded. It's low IQ, and it's so some of you can feel more official and feel better, and, oh, we're the pure people. You know, China isn't a threat. It's the same thing I talk about Islam. Building mosque everywhere, call to prayer, Sharia law going in, churches, more another church burned in New York, Muslims, all the raping, everything. Voting Democrat, voting communist. And every time I talk about Islam, it's like, oh, what are you doing covering up Israel? That's insane. Islam's a threat. The Chi-Com's a threat. Israel trying to take us over is a threat. We cover it all. The EU trying to sue our companies and must to censor us and control us. That's a threat. All the tyranny in Canada is a threat to everybody. We cover it all. We cover the tyranny. We cover the mad scientists. We cover Fauci. We cover them trying to cook up another plague. We cover the WEF trying to set up world government. We cover Bill Gates and the World ID. We cover all the flock cameras. We cover the NSA. We cover it all. And I got that coming up next segment. Oh, man, the new stuff with flock and all of it is going in. They're now using the AI control system for control. They're now turning it on. And now people are getting pissed. And the first thing to bite them, the first dog to bite them was flock. Now you're going to get bit by the really big dogs. And I want to get the little dog that's, you know, and I want to get all the dogs. Everybody knows about flock now, so I'm talking about something else. They go, why are you covering for flock? It's a weird mental thing, and I don't understand. But it's something I see more and more, where people get awake to something, and then they think that's the only thing. And they think it takes away from flock to cover all the other systems, like your phone that's the big enchilada, the smart meters, the kill switches and surveillance systems in all the cars now, all the new cars. I mean, it's all the same damn thing. And all the big companies are rolling it out. And they're all sharing it. And it's all just hellish. You got to get the big picture. Let's go ahead and go to a clip here. It's got great graphics. And the good news is it, and it came out partially here. Some documents were released, but a big report's coming out today, part two of all this, with China making the chips for the machines that then are sent to Taiwan, where they claim they're made in Taiwan and then shipped to Venezuela, that most of the voting in America is done on. And China, with the tablets in a bunch of states that are used, that then sends the data into the other machines. And it's just, it's everywhere, and we've caught them, and this is a huge deal. Here's a short breakdown of that.
If you have a nation that is determining the outcomes in elections in more than 70 countries in the world, if they have figured out, including your own, by the way, up the ballot, down the ballot, right? So whether it's control of the House, control of the Senate, not just control of the White House, they're installing people that they want to see in those positions, not necessarily the people the American people have chosen, because they're able to affect the outcomes of our elections on every single level. And they can do that in more than 70 countries in the world. So now you look at a country that isn't actually run by a government. It's run by the most powerful criminal organization in the world that doesn't care about international conventions and international law and so on and so on, is partnered with all of our adversaries, not just terrorist organizations, Islamic terrorist organizations, not just foreign adversaries, right? Not just other criminal cartels, but all of them together. So this consortium of enemies, whether it's the CCP or the North Koreans or the Iranians, right, is partnered with the Venezuelans. They're able to choose leaders, you know, from Latin America to South America, by the way, also to Europe, countries like Spain that are completely captured. They're able to buy off American officials, infiltrate the government, from the National Security Council to the White House, completely infiltrated, run it by Cuban intelligence, one of the most sophisticated intelligence organizations worldwide. How are you going to stop China's advance when you have a country like that that's also using drug warfare to not just kill hundreds of thousands of Americans, more Americans dying from drug overdoses than ever in the history of this nation.
Oh, stop. This is an excellent report. When I post this to X, we'll put the whole thing in. But what Byrne has said for years, what I've exposed, is, and what's in these documents, is the CIA and the NSA set all this up and let China do it so that they had plausible deniability when it happened. So above all this is the U.S. deep state, and then the FBI comes in and covers it up when other sections of the intelligence system find out about it, and that's what Trump talked about last night, and that's what's in the documents. So Trump, when he goes out to Venezuela, is not going for the head of the snake. The head of the snake isn't even in China, it's here. Just like Obama had the national initiative to create COVID-19 and other respiratory viruses, what they call Disease X Project, that all came out, became a big scandal, so they moved it to Wuhan in 2015, and then they had plausible deniability and say China released it when it was really the globalist. And I'm not defending China. It's just a fact that it was made in North Carolina. We knew before it ever got released about it and talked about it and warned about it. And it was a scandal in the news. Scientists went public, so they're making gain of function here with this SPARS respiratory virus. So just incredible. Here is a clip. This is a clip 56 with a respected CIA agent breaking down what's in the documents concurring that Trump is exactly right. Here it is.
Hundreds of millions of U.S. voter files are in the hands of foreign governments. Our machines and ballot counting systems are exposed to hacking and manipulation and corruption.
In Trump's speech, he's saying specifically that Venezuela has the ability to rig our elections and our electronic voting machines. This is highlighted directly from the report. CIA report confirms the Venezuelan plot to digitally rig elections in 2020 by altering vote totals undetectably. And this was exactly exposed by Laura Logan. She did a full interview with a former CIA officer, and he went over all of this.
Well, the important thing to understand here is that Smartmatic has its office in Caracas, and it's co-located with the Consejo National Electoral, the National Electoral Commission. And there's 150 Smartmatic engineers and 150 CNE engineers side by side. They have two missions. Number one, steal elections. Number two, defeat audit. Study audit. How do different states and different localities
do
conduct
their
audit so that when they're audited, you defeat audit? An example, when people put absentee ballots on a scanner, it'll take a picture and take a picture and take a picture. And then when it's about to save them, it gets ready to take a picture of almost 100 together. But what it does is they erase that picture, send in another picture, because all these machines are connected to the internet. They're all hooked up. They're not supposed to be. A new picture comes in, 100 votes or 90% for the person that they want.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do the audit, you're not allowed to look in the box. You have to look at the screens. They've changed
The rules
around the country in the different states.
All right. We're going to come back with the rest of this. This is so important. Remember what just happened in the last election in Texas when they stole it in San Antonio. The other candidate went and got it, and he got the original one where he won, and then they gave him a week later the fake one that had been done by the Chinese. We've caught them. Okay? We'll be right back.
To fight for our sovereignty, or to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all at this point middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there is a little bit of a psyop afoot. Where,
oh, I've said that. But the other day when I had you guys coming on, I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of.
Mm.
And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago, you're fat, your own enemy. He does that to guests. It was like Theo Von, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years, wasn't really friends. Sean goes, fine, I'll train you. I'll meet you every morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gained back 10. But now I'm back to where I was. I'm going to go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, you know, you're your own worst enemy. You think the globalists are going to kill you. You're killing yourself. And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This, getmasterpiece.com. The Masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that mission. You got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs, that's why it's called the Master Binder.
But yours is different.
It's completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff, it brings in the key sea minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. You're talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals. It is the same molecular composition of as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when the Masterpiece is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done three different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like
this. Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff and doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Introducing the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter Showerhead. You're not just drinking tap water, you're showering in it, breathing the steam, and soaking your skin in it every day. When you take a hot shower, that hot water opens your pores and creates steam. That means chlorine, lead, and many other contaminants in your tap water can hit your skin, your hair, and the air you breathe inside your own bathroom. And unlike most shower filters on the market, this has independent third-party testing. SGS testing showed a 95%+ lead reduction using the system, over 99% chlorine removal, and many other chemicals. The system installs directly onto a standard shower head. It literally just takes seconds. No plumber, no tools, no modification to your plumbing. Regularly $139. Today you can get it for just $97.99. That's 30% off. VIP members of the AlexShipStore.com get it for as low as $69.99. That is beyond a steal. Secure yours now while supplies last at TheAlexShipStore.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I'm gonna steal me a silver statue.
All right, I want to finish up on this as we're getting back into it next hour. I got a bunch of news to hit and even more fourth hour, but I want to get into Big Brother. People are finally ready to wake up to this, and it's moving quick, so we'll get to that in a moment. But here's a former senior, head CIA guy, very respected, explaining, and he's been doing this for years, how the Chinese go in live time and do this. And they've got whole corporate groups that they work with offshore that do it. And now Trump's releasing the documents. Even more is coming out in a report. He said it'll be released today. We're waiting for that. So this is extremely damning. And again, we just covered this in the last primary election in Texas, down in local elections in San Antonio, where candidates now know to go down and go, oh, give me the record, the law they're supposed to right now, the next morning. And the people running it aren't in on the fraud. They don't know. They're like, sure, they give them it. And then they won. And they go, oh, that wasn't official. A week later, here's the official one. And it's been scrubbed and a fake record created. And that's exactly what they were breaking down. Let's finish up with this.
Different states that make it almost impossible to show that they cheated because of... And what they do also is they'll make proprietary the source code. You can't examine that. You can't look at different types of technologies proprietary because that's where they're cheating. And they block those individuals very cleverly. One of the things that we learned is there's 14 different technical ways that you can steal an election. And they're operating off different parts of the machinery. But they can use number one and number three, number six and number seven. They can use combinations, and they never use the same combinations in adjacent districts.
So that you can't find patterns.
They prepare an election a year in advance. They have the poll books. They have hundreds of people. They have statisticians. They have comms engineers, software engineers. This was the science of engineer theft and a multi-billion dollar business globally.
And that's what you document in this book, is how they have, it started.
So this is from a former CIA officer. He is telling us that our voting machines are rigged in every single district.
And I knew this decades ago. You go back to shows with voting experts on, and they explained every 2 years, this international consortium, it's made in China, but Microsoft is behind it. If you look at the code, it's altered, but they've changed it. But it's Microsoft code. And that's why it's all these Microsoft operatives in the government that are put in the key positions that then cover it up and then go back to head up Microsoft. And you look, it's Microsoft, 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 Microsoft. Of course, Bill Gates. He's the expert all over the world getting control of national medical boards and licensors and the regulators and the watchdog groups and the international organizations at the UN. It's him. And then it's the Thomas Watson Global Depopulation Eugenics Foundation that his mother ran, that he then took over. Bill Gates' mother ran it, and his dad ran Planned Parenthood. These are experts at taking over. And that's what Patrick Byrne and others finally found. And I knew this a long time ago, but oh my God, it's our own government running it. Yeah, it's your government doing it. But it's the big foundations up above it. Here is Cory Booker, though, saying, oh, this is just Trump obfuscating because he knows they're going to lose the midterms or whatever. And look, the Republicans are so popular that if there wasn't this fraud, even though they're not as popular as they were because of Trump, still going to win most areas. I mean, people know they're the more sane party, though they're not perfect. The Democrats literally want to chop your son's genitals off. They're communists and want open borders. But if there wasn't all this fraud, the Republicans would just run everything. And then people would be mad at them, so a new party would form, and that's how it works. But the Democrats are so shot and so discredited, they can only stay in by fraud. So here's Cory Booker, and then I got a clip from 2020 of Biden saying, oh, yeah, the Russians and Chinese, they are stealing stuff. Look, I'm not a Russia file. I'm not batting for Russia. Russia's, you know, the biggest country in the world. Their espionage footprint is small compared to China. They do try to influence us. But they're just, on the scale, it's China, the Israel lobby, the big BlackRock globalist corporate consortiums that's all intermingled with that. And then you've got some of the other factions and things. You got Islam, and you got the average Westerner that just wants to, you know, play golf and polish their car that isn't even on the field. And you've got Israel coming in that buys off the actual candidates themselves. That's how they figure. And China does that some, but gets caught a lot. It's so obvious when Chinese spies are, you know, literally running operations. The Chinese make you put your chief of staff or your top people in or known Chinese spies. You know, that comes out all the time. So China's specialty is running the fraud, but working with their globalist counterparts in the West and actually stealing elections outright and then tailoring it. And then every 2 years changing the tactic they use so you're never onto them when investigators come in. I mean, we know. And then Israel just comes in point blank and destroys candidates they don't like and backs candidates they want. And then you'll have a lot of these politicians, you know, are like a NASCAR. They'll have a big Star of David sticker on them. They'll have a big Chi-Com sticker on them. They'll have a BlackRock sticker on them. They'll have an LGBT sticker on them. You know, they'll have a Raytheon sticker on them. You know, most NASCARs don't just have one sponsor. They got a bunch of sponsors. But on most members of Congress, it's a big Star David, you know, it's like on the hood. And then you got a Chinese flag on the door. And then you've got a Pfizer decal on the roof. And that's what this is. And I'm like, okay, there's their sponsors. And people are like, no, there's no Chinese. That takes away from, you know, it's just like, come on, man, knock it off. Knock it off. Stop it. And more Islam with all its money. You know, there's a Qatari sticker on there, and there's a But the Qatari stickers, you know, kind of on the, by the tailpipe. It's a little sticker, you know. You know, the NASCAR guys will have stuff all over them. They got the big thing on their chest, big thing on the back. You know, Qatar is kind of on the sleeve, a little Qatar, you know, thingy there. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. And we got together with gun groups and spent money and fought with common sense. And just because we organized a little bit, we're winning on the Second Amendment front because we put a car out on the field. But we got to put cars on the field, put cars on the track. You got to take the field. That's the point. You got to lobby. You got to be organized. You got to have an identity. And it's Western culture. And what's under attack? Being white. We're not trying to be supremacists. We're not trying to run everybody. We're saying, hey, we got culture. We're pretty cool. Stop attacking us. We got to get organized. Every other group can organize, but not the white people. And then they're organized against us. And I don't mean even the brown people. They're being organized by the special interest. And the Chi-Coms put in to the kitty to attack the whites. And the Israel lobby does it. Just like the Israel lobby with all their people at ABC and NBC and CBS blacklisting Trump's speech. All the white supremacists are like, look, he's covering China. It's Israel. And you're like, look at the executives. And I'm like, yeah, and they didn't air Trump's speech because it's peas in a pod. And we're just exposing this, and it will fall of its own weight because it's wrong, it's evil. And when people know that all the corruption, the problems we're facing is because of this, it's bye-bye New World Order. You know, I'm tempted to just stay focused on this, and I'm coming in tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central for at least 2 hours live and to hit all of this Big Brother stuff because I could easily do 2 hours just on this. I've sent them more than 30 videos. I have all these documents. I have all these reports. I'm going to hit a little bit of it now, which is the deepest dive anybody's doing. I'm not bragging. I'm like, I'm just going to hit the surface. I'm not even going to scratch the surface. And this will be the deepest thing anybody ever heard. I'm not saying that. It's scary. People always address like the smart meter or their cell phone or a flock camera or it's the AI it's all integrated into, my friends. And it's way worse than people know. For 15 years, people have cameras and microphones in their houses, live time watching everything you do, sent back to NSA and people. You put those meta glasses on, it's live time, baby. It's all admitted. But now, here's the big news. They're going from beta to now using it to squeeze us. And Flock's the first thing starting to squeeze that you know of. But the real squeezing's behind the scenes with the AI. And if you think Flock's violating your Fourth Amendment, what are the banks doing? So I will do 30 minutes of breaking news tomorrow at 11 a.m., and then I'm going to spend at least an hour on this because I need to continue on the election fraud. I haven't gotten into all the documents yet. We got Patrick Byrne coming up. And this is a big deal, obviously. And I also want to open the phones up with Patrick for your questions and your comments. In fact, let's put the number up now because I'm not just – Patrick's great, but he'll go into the factoids and see my email and see my proof of this grand jury and it's the Chinese. And we know, Patrick, you're right. We know that now. We already knew, but you're proven right. And we got all the new. I want to go over the new stuff, which I know is not new because you've already duplicated it and already proven it before. But I want to get into where we go now and the midterms. So the number to talk to Patrick Byrne or just give your take on all this is 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. And just dial your country access code if you're outside the United States. 512-266-0642. Thank you. All right, but let me get back to what I was saying here, and then I'll hit some of the Flock stuff. Yeah, just play Booker and then go back to Biden, you know, admitting the Chi-Coms are involved in our elections, but now you're not supposed to say that because it's un-American. Here it is.
Donald Trump's speech was full of outright lies, dangerous disinformation, and yet again his attempts to undermine and subvert our democracy. Now he knows he's headed toward midterm losses, and his only hope is to undermine the validity and trust in our elections. Don't let him do it. We have work to do against a desperate president that's willing to do whatever it takes to try to stop us from voting and participating. We will fight. He will lose. The people will win.
Any country, no matter who it is, that interferes in American elections will pay a price. they will pay a price. And it's been overwhelmingly clear this election, I won't even get into the last one, this election, that Russia has been involved, China has been involved to some degree, and now we learn that Iran is involved. They will pay a price if I'm elected.
And by the way, I know everybody, because they don't like the war and are mad at Israel, didn't want to be pro-mullahs. No, they've been involved heavily. You've seen how attacked their weapons are. I remember hearing about Iran 20 years ago involved, and I'm like, what? And it's all come out. So there's Biden even telling you. But now you're not supposed to say that. Let me hit a few more things on this. Well, no, I'm going to wait till Burns on. These documents are just hard to not just get to them right now. There's so much here. Here's just a prelude of tomorrow. And don't worry if you can't tune in live tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Real Alex Jones on X and rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. Or the easiest is just alexjoneslive.com. It's got the Rumble feed. It's got the X feed. It's got our own feed, our own audio feeds. It's all free. Be sure and share it. Don't worry if you can't tune in tomorrow. You're busy in the yard or at work or wherever. It'll be archived at X. It'll be archived at The Alex Jones Show Live on Rumble. It'll be at alexjoneslive.com. Archived after we're live tomorrow. You can go watch the deep dive on this. But this is important, and you've got different competing corporate interests that agree on global standardization through the UN and through the OECD that sets these global regulations and standardization, and Bill Gates is right at the center of that as usual, along with Larry Ellison and the rest of them, and Larry Fink, and they all say we're going to control your behavior, surveil everything you do, you're going to have to scan to even get out of your car, even have a car, you know, get in your house, total control, and then they can just turn it up whenever they want. And if you haven't been a good little globalist, then you have a social credit score, you can't even leave your house, and then you can't pay your bills, and you're thrown on the street, and then you're going to be put into a AI-controlled ghetto area, 15-minute city prisons. This has all been planned out. And so you have the flock executives out there, and they put up these things all over the place. That's just one of the systems doing it. You have governmental, you have all these other corporations, you have the ring systems are even more prolific, the home assistants that are watching and listening to you, the smart meters, all the embedded hidden cameras and microphones in all the cars now, by law, kill switches. It's all confirmed. Remember I told you about this decades ago. It's like, oh, that's crazy. I have the documents. Terms of service on your smart TVs for 20 years. It's watching. It's listening to you. I first broke 29 years ago that Scientific Atlantic cable boxes have a microphone in them. Opened it up and showed you their engineer's owner's manual, not the one you would get from the company how to use it, but the actual manual for it. And there's the mic. Listen to you, sending creating a text file, even back then. That's what the NSA does, the NSA technology. Everything you say in your house, sending it back to the government and others for their large language model training systems that goes back to the Echelon system to the 1970s and 80s. So they've been doing this a long time. And they called it the Total Information Awareness Network in 2001. And out of that has now grown all the systems that are there. And when I say these things, just type it in. Total Information Awareness Network, Admiral Poindexter, yes, of Iran-Contra fame, ran the project until about 2025. Then they handed it over to Eric Schmidt of Alphabet. And so these guys don't just run Alphabet, that they have other hats. And now Microsoft has been given most of the contracts along with Amazon. And so they've been given the code keys. Apple was going to get the code keys to everybody's devices, no matter what company it is. But they gave China the code keys to all Apple devices. So they got kicked out 8 years ago by Trump out of it. And that was even in Reuters. So you understand, it doesn't matter. It's Ford, it's Chevy, it's Mercedes. Doesn't matter what cable box or smart TV you've got to do. It doesn't matter what home assistant or what cell phone brand. The code keys, the access to it, there's no such thing as encryption. It's all decrypted at the telecoms, at the Oracle switches. Okay? And then they have incestuous agreements to share it all. The only difference where they compete is how do they analyze it and how do they use it. And that's what Palantir has come in to do. And then they told Trump, we'll give you access.
that the big tech companies hadn't given Trump access, that now the reason they're so pissed at him, and I'm not endorsing Palantir, but you know why they're all in the news is the devil. They gave Trump access to know how to slurp all this up and then how to use it. And that's why Trump's more sophisticated now. What do you think Tulsi Gabbard was using to go through all the federal agencies, 16 intelligence agencies and the FBI and all the hundreds of agencies? How do you think she scooped up this stuff and gave it to Trump? Because they already had access to it all, but they didn't have a system that would go in and with AI know what's in, you know, and then give you a report. The AI we're given access to is nothing compared to this. And that's why they got so pissed at Palantir, because nobody would help Trump. Nobody at big tech would. Remember, senators would have hearings over and over again, even a few years ago. And they go, my grandson, my granddaughter says his phone tracks where I go. Is that true, son, DARPA child? And he goes, no, sir, we don't track GPS. Because the phone's not GPS. It's triangulated by the cell towers that are GPS down to 3 feet. If he just said, are the cell towers triangulating with the cell phone, your GPS tracking, he would have to say yes. But see, technically, Google doesn't do it. The Geospatial Center, the government does. And then it just simply gives them a feed. So technically, he can lie. And they're like, well, I heard this thing tracks where I go. I heard it know what I be doing. I mean, for 20 years, they go, no, Senator, we're not tracking where you go. That's good. That's good. What about this Alexa? Is it listening to me? Nope, it's not. The AI program is, but they don't tell you that. Technically, that device isn't. It's all legalese. Well, how come when I say Alexa, it starts talking back? It's got to be already listening, right? No, no, sir, no. You see how they... Are chemtrails real, Senator? No. Are chemtrails real, Director of the Department of Energy? No, because you don't call them chemtrails. It's geoengineering. So you've seen all this. They talk to you like you got a 50 IQ, folks. So let's go to this piece first, okay? This is a prelude. I have like 40 or more today of stuff this bad. And this, we went and checked. It's all confirmed. Woman has her cell phone. She's not even driving, but it had all her data, her credit card information, everything. And it billed her because she was in the parking garage with her cell phone. And it had everything. And that's an example. But the point is, it's turning on now. I try to go places I used to pull off on the side of the road just for county greenbelt, fire road access, where nobody's hiking. Even pull up there now, they got signs saying, park anywhere, QR code, blah, 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 blah. And there's a camera watching. It's all not about security. It's about total control, and you're in a prison. And you go to the store, you get a large drink. It's got a QR code, only lets you fill up once. It's getting you trained to scan. Amazon, that owns Whole Foods, is now putting in scanners with your phone to get into the building. And then now they're getting rid of the checkout people, and you've got to scan it all yourself. And then once you get deeper into this and they don't like what you've done, well, you just can't come in the building. And they admit that's the plan. It's new cars coming out don't have handles. Because it's all about making you obsolete, making you a prisoner. Let's go to this clip.
Something happened in downtown Detroit yesterday that I can't stop thinking about and that frankly is making me sick to my stomach and also makes me want to smash up the phone that I'm holding right now and get a landline and tell all my friends, you're just going to have to call me like we're in the 1950s. Because what do you mean? What do you mean? I will be walking around my house while I'm telling the story. If you get motion sickness, close your eyes because I'm not stopping. Anyway, we were in downtown Detroit yesterday, going around to different boutiques and stuff. And there, if you didn't know, there are several like women-owned boutiques in the Fisher Building that are really cool. So we go there and there is a parking garage right next to the Fisher Building that you can park in. Something you need to know about my friend Gina is that she will not pay for parking because it's a hassle. I don't really know the why, but she always will say, well, they can give me a parking ticket and I'll pay that. And that's fine. That's her prerogative. I don't care because I'm not driving and it's not my problem. It's not my business. So when you go on to the parking garage at the Fisher Building, there's a QR code on the wall. Mind you, I've been to the Fisher Building to these boutiques several times. The last time I went was in March of 2025. This is relevant. Stay with me. So we go into the building. She doesn't do the QR code, whatever. I honestly didn't even think about it at that time, but We're in there for 36 minutes. And you might be like, wow, that's a really specific number, Katie. How do you know that? I know that because as we were driving, literally as soon as we drove out of, literally as the car was passing out of the garage, I got a text on my phone that says, thank you for parking with us. We've charged your card. What card? What card? There's a link to a receipt. I click it. It has identified that my phone was in the parking garage. It has then linked me to a vehicle that I have nothing to do with, have never been there in, ever in my life. Has the make, model, and license plate number of her car that I have nothing to do with. It's not my car. I was not driving it. And it said, well, she didn't pay. You're going to pay. And just charge my card. A card, by the way, that they never disclosed to me that they were keeping on file the last time I was paying. Excuse me? And I don't care. I don't care that I paid for parking. I will pay for parking. I paid for parking, obviously, when I go, and I would pay for parking. And it's not a big deal. It's not like I care that they charge me for parking. What I care about is...
I'm going to come back and finish with her and then just show you one more thing I'm going to cover tomorrow and give you the inside baseball. And that's these giant corporate drone bases they've got building everywhere. And then San Francisco got caught running a secret drone base, surveilling everybody, but they won't respond to any basic crime. They're gearing up for the collapse. They're gearing up for the next virus release. They're gearing up for the next lockdown and carbon lockdowns where your phone tells you when you can leave your house. All cities will instantly be turned into 15-minute cities. You won't be able to leave the 15-minute city except three times a week with your car. They're putting turnstiles up on the sidewalks in Europe. And they're already building 15-minute cities here in the U.S. that are having it. Turnstiles to walk down the street, you'll be charged. Hell on earth. Worse than the Black Mirror episode, 12 years ago. People thought, oh, this is imitating the Black Mirror. No, they're showing you with predictive programming what's coming. Larry Fink, all of them say, we're going to control all your behavior. We're going to rule your mind. We're going to tell you what to do. It's insane. We've got to build our own economy. We've got to build our own systems. You've got to support patriots that are fighting. We've got to create our own banking, our own systems, which we're doing. We've got to get back to organic farming and going right out to the farmers' markets and right to the farmers. In the future, you're going to be forced to do this. No matter what you do, you can be a leftist, do whatever they say, and take all the Pfizer shots and have heart attacks. Not enough. They're going to be forced euthanasia, total control. They're going to cut the resources off, make us all fight over it. It is absolute hell. Social engineering. Forced austerity to create a hell world. Please support us at thealexjonesstore.com. Help us fight this tyranny. Get great products at the same time. Thealexjonesstore.com. They called me crazy. They called me paranoid. But now they know I was right. Tonight, more conspiracies that turned out to be true on this episode of I Told You So.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
We're doing man's work here. Fighting for the species as our forebears did. Building. Competing. Striving. Trailblazing. Maverick spirit is alive and well. Reality starts here. Victory starts here. Tyranny dies here. Freedom grows here. You have the power in your hands right now before we cover all this incredible game-changing over-the-horizon information to share the live feeds now at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live, the coordinates of victory, and Real Alex Jones on X. At AJN Live and more. AlexJonesLive.com, our news site with the feeds, video, audio, article, special reports, government documents, think tank reports, and more.
AlexJonesLive.com, because there is a war on for your mind.
I want to bring down the new world order!
Freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
AlexJonesLive.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Microsoft, Amazon's the leader. All these companies are putting up these nests all over the country, rural areas, you name it. So the government can rent time on them, the police. They don't even own the drones. And then these drone swarms come and surveil everybody. And it's all about replacing humans. They're now going to, are now weaponizing the drones. You've seen that obviously in the Ukraine war. Let's finish up with this lady who wasn't even driving, but had it billed to her phone. This is the AI teeth. This is the control. But what I'm getting into tomorrow is the whole gambit of this. Starting under Biden in 2021, one of the first things he did was authorize, it was secret, this is illegal, by regulatory order through Know Your Customer regulations, that all the banks hook in live time AI, live time watching every transaction you do on your bank account, including Stripe, including Vimeo, all that stuff. And then they started, they hired 87,000 new agents to take that and targeted masseuses, baristas, people living on tips, people making $3,000-$4,000 a year that they didn't pay taxes on, and hitting them. When you don't even really raise revenue off of that, it's meant to hurt the blue-collar workers and crush them, you see. And where's the warrant? Illegally. And last time I checked, we haven't gotten word if the Treasury Department and the IRS stopped doing that. But I got all the articles and the flashbacks on that. That's 6 years ago. 4 years ago, Biden passed the law in Congress, signed it, that there's kill switches, cameras, tracking you, watching you in all the cars now by law. So I'm telling you, is the stuff's in place. Now they're starting to roll it out. Now they're biting. Let's go back to this lady.
How the hell do you have the ability to track that my phone entered this parking garage, link it to a car that has nothing to do with me, that I've never driven there, that I am not the owner of, I've never driven, period. And then you've determined that because the person that did drive the car that I was in didn't pay, I have to pay. Excuse me? When did I give you a blanket authorization to just charge my card because you've identified my phone?
I love how people think about things as themselves, like how it affects them. Like, I don't care about the stock market because I'm not in it. It'll affect you if it crashes. The whole economy's tied to it. But she's worried about her. How are you doing this to me? Not, oh, there's Big Brother screwing everyone. She's not worried about the Big Brother. She's worried about how it was done to her. That's why we lose. That's why we fail. Finish up.
I'm not the driver of any car parked in that garage. When did I give you that permission?
This one is actually really wild, and it's 100% true. So the parking garage is the Fisher Building garage in Detroit. So they use a system called the Metropolis Parking Platform. And what it does uses license plate recognition cameras combined with phone-linked accounts and payment storage details. So what happens is you enter the garage, the cameras pick you up, they identify your license plate and your vehicle, and then you automatically start getting billed for the amount of time that you're in that parking garage. So your phone, how this works is that you set up an account when you go into this garage to pay your bill. So when you register on the app, you put in your license plate number, you put in your cell phone number, you put in your credit card details. All that information is then saved and stored on their cloud. So now when you enter this parking garage, it knows your car details, it knows your phone information, and they have sensors that can pick up the signal on your phone and identify you. So even if you're not in your actual car, the garage knows that you're inside the building. So I guess it just automatically associated this person's car with this person's phone, even though it likely wasn't linked to the app. So obviously this is definitely a privacy concern, because what if you're just in a friend's car and then you're the only one that has the payment, and all of a sudden you get billed, you never know that you got billed, and then it goes to collections, you get a warrant. I mean, this could just spiral very quickly, all because you entered a parking garage with your friend. The crazy thing is that there's a lot of people that are experiencing the same issue with this same parking system. People are being charged when they don't think that they should be charged. People are being charged just because license plates are similar. So you go into
we'll one. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Introducing the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter Showerhead. You're not just drinking tap water, you're showering in it, breathing the steam, and soaking your skin in it every day. When you take a hot shower, that hot water opens your pores and creates steam. That means chlorine, lead, and many other contaminants in your tap water can hit your skin, your hair, and the air you breathe inside your own bathroom. And unlike most shower filters on the market, this has independent third-party testing. SGS testing showed a 95%+ lead reduction using the system, over 99% chlorine removal, and many other chemicals. The system installs directly onto a standard shower head. It literally just takes seconds. No plumber, no tools, no modification to your plumbing. Regularly $139. Today you can get it for just $97.99. That's 30% off. VIP members of theAlexShipStore.com get it for as low as $69.99. That is beyond a steal. Secure yours now while supplies last at theAlexShipStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, a historic speech happened last night, and it got blacked out by ABC, NBC, and others. And then CBS cut the feed as soon as Trump talked about election fraud. This is the President of the United States with all 17 intelligence heads certifying what he put out, tens of thousands of documents, like drinking out of a fire hose, and everything in there is what Patrick Byrne and many others that I've had on for decades have exposed. But Byrne particularly in Venezuela, in China, in Serbia, in Europe, literally working for the good guys, out fighting this. There's been movies made about it, books written about it, you name it. And then now here we are, and I see lots of people saying, we don't care if China's doing this because all we care about is Israel. I've also seen that. It's like mentally ill. There's all sorts of powerful interests want to control our country, folks. So it doesn't take away from the Israel hate that's, you know, so precious. And I think, you know, them trying to manipulate our stuff is important. It should stop. When I bring this up, this is cut and dry. And it's all coming out. If senior former CIA coming out explaining how it all works, how China, as I played last hour, will, they'll be taking photos of the real ballots and then in live time putting fake photos in. I mean, it's, and they've been caught doing it. But then the FBI higher ups kill it. And you look at who they are. Oh, they work for Microsoft now. And Microsoft is heavily involved and always has been in this in China, helping develop and run this, these frauds. So, as Patrick said over a year ago on the show, the deeper research shows it's not China at the top of the pyramid. It's the deep state here that outsources it there. So there's plausible deniability, just like they moved the virus project from North Carolina, that Obama launched that project. It was a big scandal at the time. Gain of function with that very virus to Wuhan for plausible deniability when they released it. But you have the Chi-Coms heavily allied, owning most of the Democrats. And then you got the Republicans that are predominantly, you know, if they were a NASCAR, got the Israel First sticker on them. And I'm against it all. That's just where we are. But this has been neglected. This is a huge deal. I already played the speech and analyzed it in the first and second hour. And Patrick Byrne, from these thousands of documents, and we were there when he started speaking. There was no documents yet. And I'm in there watching while Trump's speaking, and all of a sudden, bzz, 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 and just for hours, document, 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 document. We click and go, yeah, we knew about that, but here's the proof. Wow. And everything that Patrick talked about years ago and that came out, that high-level FBI agents knew about the fraud, knew about China, knew about the mail-in ballots, knew about the machines. And then you have these higher-ups kill it, and there they are in their emails saying, I'm a shadow government. I'm controlling this. I'm killing it, thinking they never have Tulsi Gabbard in there to get all this information together, never thinking that the administration would bring in Palantir, who would then be able to go into all the government databases and make sense of it all. And that's why you see such demonization of Palantir. By the way, I'm against all this Big Brother stuff. I'm not an apologist for Palantir.
people obsess only on Palantir all day, just like flock cameras. And I go, hey, the rings are doing it too. Oh, God, you're covering up for the flock. No, I'm not. I'm telling you why there's these civil war inside the government, inside the AI battle space. It doesn't mean all of it isn't threatening. It doesn't mean all of it doesn't violate, you know, I think our Fourth Amendment. It's just, I'm telling you the war that's going on. We actually study this. We actually have all the experts and the witnesses and the former Defense Intelligence Agency head and all of them. So you have 18 intelligence heads, all of them certifying that this is accurate, and most of it's the bad guys' emails. So this is unbelievably incredible. And then we got a bunch of military news coming in. U.S. sending dozens of refueling aircraft to Israel ahead of potential attack on Iran. Oh, it's getting bad. And Trump, I've heard from the Pentagon, and I told you this weeks ago, but it came out in Reuters yesterday. Trump has pretty much decided to send in ground troops to Kirk Island. And the question is, then when they get killed, is that meant to be a kind of false flag? But I mean, they'll really be dead, but to then get us to go into full invasion. Iran said to tell Hezbollah allies to prepare for wider conflict, which could rope in Israel. This is all breaking. We'll get to it after Patrick leaves us. Patrick, you've been very gracious to join us 2 days ago to accurately predict what was going to be in his speech yesterday. And then you said, I just don't think he'll go far enough on the machines and on China directly building them over there, working with, you know, the globalist companies here. But he said a big report's about to come out that in part two, he said tomorrow or the next few days, I'm waiting. The next big tranche is what you predicted he wouldn't get to last night, though he did get into it some, though not enough, because that is the big enchilada. You really called. I'm impressed. I've been impressed with you for a long time, but I'm impressed that just from your own research and knowing this, that you looked at the tea leaves or read the intros and accurately hit it. So tell us your take on the speech. I think it was a home run. And then what you've gleaned so far from the documents, I can't even know how many there are. It's totally insane. It's like WikiLeaks or something. We're trying to process it. Human intelligence is out there crowdsourcing it. And then you've sent some exhibits to go over. And then what you advise the American people to do, obviously Trump wants us to call the Senate, get the SAVE Act that passed the House done. We're on it. People call Congress, call the Senate. I'm going to call the Senate later. I mean, I'm a big shot. I still do it. I'm not a big shot. I mean, I go protest myself, folks. It's nothing better than doing it yourself. And it feels good. People think of it as work. Work those muscles out. Get engaged. But what else can we do? Obviously, share this live feed. Share the reports. It's an information war. That's why they blacked it out on these networks. Because they knew, and they're scared. This is a big... I'm ranting, Patrick Byrne. Patrick Byrne, thanks for being here.
Alex, back at you on everything you said. You're the most well-informed man. You were about a decade ahead of us on all of this. You were what, and it is an information war, and you are the general in the information war. So sharing your program is extraordinarily important. Yeah, on Trump's speech last night, while it was good and it went farther than I feared, it might be more restrained. It didn't go all the way, but it does. Don't pay attention to what he said in those 28 minutes. You know, he's not going to give a college lecture on it. Pay attention to the documents that were released, and the documents that were released are decisive. Are just decisive. It knocks the legs out from under all the people who've been fighting us. They knew about Venezuela. They knew that Venezuela produced equipment that was made to hack. They knew that Venezuela used it in their own elections. They knew that equipment was really the guts of the equipment we have in the USA. They knew that China did successfully penetrate our voter rolls and penetrate our equipment. So, I mean, the whole thing is, you know, I say it's a home run. And so you pay attention not just to what he said, but those documents are conclusive. You know, there's a CIA document I sent you that was declassified. That was a summary of they have now reviewed their 04 to 2020 analysis. And they knew it. They buried that they knew it. They lied to Trump about it, that they knew it. It's all in there. It's all in there. That side of the info war is over. That battle is over. Yeah, this thing. You want to blow up that red box? This is a CIA note. It's a summary of they reviewed their 04 to 2020 reporting, and I'll gloss it for you. The intelligence community documented persistent concerns about the Venezuelan government manipulation of electronic voting systems and potential national security implications for U.S. infrastructure. They established that the Venezuelan governments had a sustained interest and likely some capability in manipulating our elections, in Venezuelan elections. The 06 intelligence community assessed that they posed a national security threat. This led to something happening in 07 that Smartmatic was forced to divest its U.S. operations. All they did was then buy a company called Sequoia, stuff Sequoia with their tech, and then Dominion, this new company from Canada owned by George Soros, came in and bought Sequoia. So that's how this all ended up in Dominion. We can stop there. There's that in the documents. There's also in the documents that they assessed in 2020 that China, Iran, Russia, North Korea all had the capability to hack our elections.
And by the way, you listed all of them years ago and pointed out that it all came back to the U.S., but I'm going to just stop you because this is important. If a tree falls in the forest, nobody heard it fall and make a sound. This is one of the biggest things I've ever covered in 32 years on air. This is total vindication of you, Mike Lindell, all the other CIA guys that went public and exposed the senior people to the serious risk of their lives. Laura Logan, her husband, all the other people that nobody even really knows about behind the scenes and the things they do. And General Flynn, everybody, this is insane. And then all the other stuff of the FBI seniors killing the investigations when they knew they were doing it before the 2020, during and after. It's treason. And then they revolving door, all of them go into Microsoft, who we know has been over in China the whole time, helping set up their technocracy with Bill Gates. It's incredible. So just historically, I just want you to not savor this moment, but highlight this for people, how big this is. Because when you say it's done, this just blew up the Death Star. I'm guessing why you're saying that. I agree with you. Because now, this is in the court of public opinion, and what this does to the courts and what this does for people's standings, all citizens that have voted or disenfranchised have standing. The state attorney generals have standing. This just opened up. This just blew the big bridge off the enemy castle. We now have breached their wall. Our armies are now pouring in. And instead, I see a bunch of people going, I only want the Epstein files. I only want to focus on Israel. That's all important. But the point is, we just blew a big ass hole in the side of their ass. Okay. Okay. We just breached. This is a big deal. This could bring right down the whole thing. Go ahead.
Right. We put a number of torpedoes right below the bow line of their aircraft carrier. Now we just need to make it sink. We just need to make it sink. Yeah, this is the biggest thing. You know, Trump actually said the other day, this is the biggest attack on the U.S. since 1776. He's correct. I've been speaking that way occasionally for 4 or 5 years, and I guess I sounded loony to people. But he's correct. If this thing is broken.
Yeah, I forgot. In fact, you've said exactly on my show at least 5 times, I remember, over the last 4 or 5 years, or even back when I was meeting with you and Flynn in 2020, you said this is as big a threat to America as since our founding. Go ahead.
Absolutely. It's bigger than World War II. It's bigger than World War I. It's so Chinese to come at us in a way. You know, the Chinese say, Sun Tzu says, the greatest victory is to win without fighting. You don't even know. We all think we're in a fight with each other. It's not. If China is picking our elections and they're smart enough not to just make us elect a bunch of communists overnight, but we elect a bunch of people to our school boards who are going to teach that boys can be girls and girls can be boys. So we invert. It's partly a psyop. It's all, and we're going to elect.
By the way, they have generals on Chinese TV admitting they're financing Hollywood, all the anti-white, the transgender, Black Lives Matter. And then people go, oh no, the left's doing it too. I know, but China is one of the biggest funders. They're involved in everything. The Confucius Institutes, controlling Democrat lawmakers. I mean, they are all over our ass.
Exactly. And then you're electing Soros process. By the way, Soros' funding comes from Venezuela for this stuff. We know he got 11 or 12 billion from the cartel. So then they're electing DAs who don't enforce the law. And it's okay to steal less than $1,000. And well, somebody held it, you know, hijacked somebody else with a gun in their face, but we'll let them out for $1 bail. So you break down the whole, all of this is a very carefully managed psychological operation to overthrow us, and pulling the strings in the distant background has been China all along.
I remember General Benton Barton. I got to interrupt you because you're so right, Patrick. I used to have General Benton K. Barton, the former head of Air Force Weapons Development, on the show all the time. He's dead now. And he was an incredible guy, and he was in charge of the military. He's also a bunch of anti-communist stuff. And he explained to me, he said, when they're getting ready to take over, this is like 25 years ago, he goes, they're going to put in DAs and judges that let murderers out one day later. They're going to create crime. They're going to make petty theft legal to break down society and create lawlessness to get you used to it so that then they let the communists know you can kill whoever you want in the uprising. We're just going to let you out. And he said, when you see that them do that, that's when you know the communist takeover is commencing. And I was like, I wasn't rolling my eyes. But he says, it's part of the program, and he would explain it all. And literally 25 years later, we are in it exactly as you said. I'm sorry, go ahead.
We have exactly. We have a, political scientists have a term for it called anarcho-tyranny. Anarcho-tyranny. They know there's too many checks, constitutional checks, for them just to impose tyranny. So what they do is they stop enforcing the law so you can attack, so the left people can go and attack people and cross. And if you do, look at what's happening in Britain. You know, there's all these attacks on little girls, and if somebody posts, oh, I don't like them raping my little girls, he's in prison for 30 months. The bad guys running around with bats and clubs and swords, and if a white guy or a British guy has a penknife on him longer than 3 inches, oh my God, he's in jail. You know, so it's anarcho-tyranny. They establish their tyranny by letting anarchy reign. And then
two-tier justice.
They make it so one side of society can attack the other and the other side can't defend itself. And eventually you slide right into tyranny.
Exactly. Two-tier. So please continue. So this is devastating. Trump says, he says that they're about to release a report specifically on the machines and China. And you know what's in there. How big is this going to be?
Oh, well, it's going to be, I'll show you. I actually just sent your people two exhibits that should be put up next to each other.
Okay.
We actually can go through one of them quickly. I don't know if they can. One of them is an advertisement for a Liberty voting machine. Put that up alongside. Yeah, on the left is Liberty, the new version of Dominion, advertising. Here are our ballot marking devices. If you look on the right, this is an email. We've talked about this on your show, I think yesterday, from Dominion to somebody in China. And somebody in China writing back saying, meanwhile, the tablet arrives at Shanghai Customs and will be cleared next week. You'll get your tablets. Those tablets that are being discussed in that email coming from Shanghai, China, is this tablet now with a Liberty brand on it. You can't vote on this. It's compromised so many different ways. There's other emails that show they have an opportunity to edit the firmware, we talked about that yesterday. And the firmware establishes, if you can change the firmware, you can tell this thing to open up a port, download new software, don't make any log of it. You can, it's completely unusable. So what Liberty is advertising today in their site is this stuff that secretly comes from Shanghai. And you were right, they fence it through Taiwan. They make it look like it's coming through Taiwan. It's from mainland China, and it's loaded up with whatever they want to load on it.
Incredible. And they already released a lot of documents. More are coming out. Is it too little too late with the midterms coming up? What can we do?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not too late. Trump can do a national security executive order. There's a precedent from 1983. SCOTUS says, if the president does something national security, and even SCOTUS has been very temperate over the years in interfering with national security, there's one and only one guy who swears an oath to not just maintain, not just preserve or defend, but to preserve the Constitution. If the republic falls, it's on the head of the president. He's the only guy. He can do anything he wants ultimately to preserve the republic. If he says we have a national security emergency, can't use machines, it actually takes a 2/3 vote of both the House and the Senate to override him. And that's a 1983 SCOTUS decision. So he needs a national security emergency saying all of this is junk. There's a guy named Tim Meisberger that I'm a big fan of. He's a 30-year State Department guy. He spent 23 years abroad. He's a rare Republican in the State Department. Spent 23 years abroad running elections in places like Burma and Chad, their first elections, and which is a very, very similar situation to what we have. In Burma, you got these different tribes who hate each other. They don't trust each other. The mission is two things. You need to run a fair election, and it's an election that afterwards everyone has to agree, yeah, that was fair. So Tim Meisberger's done this 55 times. Now, he got booted after J6, and he was in the wild for 4 years. Trump put him back in to shut down USAID. He was part of that team. Then he shut down the Peace Corps. But now he's kind of footloose. I keep telling the White House or my listen to me, get Tim Meisberger. He's done this 55 times. He says he needs 60 days to set up an election that is completely transparent without any fancy technology. And afterwards, nobody can question anything. And he also, I've said that we should use the National Guard, not soldiers, but National Guard, who are citizen soldiers. You train them up for a few weeks, and then a week before the election, you swap. You take the Wyoming National Guard and put them in Rhode Island. You take Rhode Island and you send them to Vermont. You take and you swap. You hold a super clean election that is every element is transparent. There's no, and after the election, there's first, you'll have your answer by 9 p.m. You'll have all your answers by 9 p.m. It's all piece of paper and all this very simple techniques that we teach other countries to do. We just have all the complicated stuff ourselves. Tim Meisberger in 45 days could get that set up, and we would have a national election, a federal election that no one could question.
And Patrick Byrne, let's explain to people, France is the model. They have their election in one day. It's paper. It's counted up at the precinct level. It's all transparent. They then put it up on the map, and then it's all integrated. Now, the way they steal it is they just indict and arrest whoever's a nationalist, like Le Pen, and take them off the ballot. So they just come right in the old-fashioned way, like Brazil, who also engages in regular fraud, is done with Bolsonaro. But am I right to say the French model is pretty much the best?
French model is great. You know what's really great? Places like Burma that we taught. And Tim teaches we teach these very basic principles. It's one day, you make it a national holiday, you have to have ID, you can't use the mail other than exceptional circumstances because the supply chain in the mail is not secure. That's why you can't send cash through the mail. But importantly, really importantly, a lot of election integrity people overlook this. You count the ballots where they're cast. And there's this very public, transparent system of counting ballots publicly in front of anyone from the precinct who wants to sit there and see it. You count them with three different people checking and a chalkboard. It's called the echo system. You do that. You write the numbers down on slips of paper, put it back in the sealed bag, mail them into county. Drive them into county.
The opposite of what they did in battleground states in 2020. And it's key to add here, the State Department rates elections around the world and goes around to teach them how to do fair elections. And by their own ratings, we have one of the worst systems in the world.
Yep. Tim's that guy. And Tim says we are like the bottom of the third world in how we do it. You know, the first rule of elections is an election without transparency has zero credibility. Well, there's no transparency in our elections. When you're feeding your vote into that image caster that I just showed you, and then it's spitting out a QR code on a slip of paper that says, this is how Alex voted, and it's just the QR code that you're supposed to go feed into a machine. You don't know if the QR code reflects what you said. And I can tell you this, if China had access to it and built it and had access to the firmware, I promise you, what your QR code says, how you voted, Alex, has nothing to do with how you voted.
All right, so Patrick Byrne, stay there. A lot more straight ahead. Stay with us. I don't have to sell you on bovine colostrum. Almost everybody knows for decades and decades, doctors recommend it to patients. It's been all the rage. It's the first 2 weeks of milk that come from a cow or any other mammal. It's not normal milk. It's not white. It's clear. It's full of all these peptides and amino acids and growth factors and things that literally accelerate tissue repair and so much more. But the issue is our bovine colostrum is a private label of the top rated brand in the country. They let us put our label on it and we sell it for a little bit less than it's sold in stores. And then you're funding our operation. It's a total 360 win. But here's where I dropped the ball. I've been promoting this bovine colostrum for almost a year since our sponsor, Big Lee, came out with it. And I just basically talk about, hey, it's great for your hair, great for your skin, you know, great for all of that. But that's just what you see on the surface. Yeah, your fingernails are thicker. They grow quicker. Women, you know, since the 60s have been taking it. But if it's doing that to the outside, what is it doing to the inside? So I wanted to just read some of the things that's in bovine colostrum and explain to you how ours is 4 times stronger than the average stuff on the market and at least twice as strong as leading competitors. It's cold pressed. It's never been homogenized either or boiled or heated up to 250 degrees. So it keeps the cofactors alive. It's super concentrated. One little scoop from the powder is your daily intake, and it's amazing. But now our sponsors come out with these great naturally flavored grape gummies that has a full day concentrated allowance in each gummy. So let me now read to you just some of the ingredients and what it does. The vast majority of colostrum products, again, are flavorless, but the key is they are only 10 to 20% IgG. Ours is 40% IgG. That's double to quadruple the potency of the competitors. And it's in a delicious, all-natural, grape-flavored gummy. So it habituates it. People love it and want to keep taking it. Immune Health IgG and Lactoferrin Defense. IgG immunoglobulins are the body's primary antibody defense. Colostrum's natural lactoferrin is a potent antimicrobial protein that binds iron and inhibits pathogen growth. Together, they prime and strengthen the immune system year-round, starting with the gut, and is good for all the rest of the body and the organs. Gut support integrity. Colostrum contains growth factors IGF-1 and EGF. These help repair and maintain the gut lining. This makes it especially valuable for anyone dealing with leaky gut, digestive discomfort, or looking to optimize nutrient absorption. It's great for young people, but really essential for old folks. Because as you get older, the gut absorbs less and less. The bioactive peptides and growth factors in colostrum support faster tissue repair and lean muscle recovery after exercise, making these gummies a smart addition to any active lifestyle or fitness routine. And again, this is a 40% concentration. You're not going to find that anywhere else. Each gummy is 600 milligram concentrate of the highest quality bovine colostrum. That's not some little petty dose. That is a big dose that will give you big results. And of course, the colostrum are from good old cows right here in the USA. Ladies and gentlemen, if you love the powder, you're going to love the gummies. It's an incredible product. What it does for you internally is even bigger than what it does for your hair, your nails, and your skin. So get the powder and get the grape gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on the air. Be healthier. Have a better life. A true 360 win. Thank you for your support. And the gummies are discounted for a limited time out of the gates. Again, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Now, folks, the reason I get excited and I'm jumping all over Patrick Byrne is people that know me personally go out to dinner with me or they hang out with me at my house or whatever. They're like, man, you barely talk. You're like so calm. Who's this guy on the radio and TV? Is that like an act or something? And I'm like, no. I mean, I'll assure you, if somebody walked over, you know, and to me in a restaurant and punched me in the nose, I'll be sitting there real calm until they punch me in the nose. I'm going to get really mad like the Tasmanian devil and get up and kick the living hell out of them. Now, that's, so my point is that being raped by foreign governments and traitors in our government, literally having our birthright stolen, if you're not pissed off, there's something wrong with you. And I'm serious. And I know most of our audience is pissed off, but we need to then put that into action. So the reason I'm bouncing all the walls here is the crew's coming in. We had Grok and even ChatGPT fed a bunch of these documents in, fed in Trump's claims. It's like, yep, true, 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 true. But I already know this because I have for 30 plus years had election experts on and watched all their tricks and how they do it. And now we've got former high-level CIA, you know, section bosses going public And you've got documents where they're in there with the NSA. I've got them right here. And the CIA. Oh, we're going to lie. We're going to cover it up with the FBI. We knew all this at the time. And then all the persecution of Patrick and myself and Mike Lindell. And we're not feeling sorry for ourselves. But the point is, we're really fighting the tyrants. And we need your support. And Patrick spent his entire, most of his fortune, hundreds of millions of dollars himself on record doing this. Lindell spent 50 plus million he had in the bank and now borrowed money. And I have people that know him. The guy literally, lives on nothing. He's happy. He doesn't care. By the way, he's in the lead to win the governorship in Minnesota, and Trump just endorsed him. So my point is, we're happy warriors. We just need people to understand this is a freaking war, okay? And you're the target. And Trump always says they got to get through me to get to you. It's true. We are standing in the way of these people together. And look, I'd do it if I was the only guy they were attacking. I mean, I'm fighting for myself. I'm not Mr. Badass. I'm not looking for trouble. I'm a sweet person. But people try to enslave me or hurt my family, whether they're low level or high level, I get mad. I get organized. I get pissed. And that's what Patrick Byrne's done. And so I just want to personally get your, because we're all about facts and documents and everything, but just the rallying cry here of enough is enough. And a lot of people, Patrick, gotten so black-pilled as all the corruption comes out and they don't see instant action and they don't see people going to prison. And I understand why they get demoralized, but at least it's out and you have all these suits and all these victories and big companies getting indicted for election fraud here and overseas. So compared to the movement I saw on this 20 years ago, we had a flat line on election fraud then, could do nothing. And compared to no pulse, we've got a strong pulse here. I mean, we're getting real traction here. So I get a lot of people just woke up and they're pissed, but they have to understand that Rome wasn't built in a day. Do you agree with what I'm saying? And can you add just to the moment we're in?
100%, Alex, you're being understated. First of all, you're downplaying your own importance. You and Emerald, who doesn't have nearly your audience, were like the only people who stood tall. Only people who stood tall. You have had this massive audience without which this would have been lost. Let me really tell you the stakes. Someday we should do a show on this. There was a man, I'll be real concise. There was a Chinese general. He was both general and head of the Secretary of Defense and vice chairman of the, I'm going to lower my voice so I don't call.
I've been there before when I've got laryngitis. It's okay. We don't mind. Please continue.
Okay, vice chairman of the Communist Party. He retired from a couple of his positions in 2003. He gave a speech to the party. It leaked in 2008. It's the highest level speech in Chinese history. You can look up the phrase, the secret speech of Chur Hao Tien. He says the plan is to destabilize America sometime in the future. We're going to destabilize it with a bioweapon. Once it's destabilized, we're going to get the borders open. We're going to flood it with potential soldiers and with the cartel. And then they're going to have 3 years to rape, pillage, loot, and burn. And then they withdraw and it becomes new China. Actually, Alaska and Western Canada becomes Russian and the U.S. and Eastern Canada becomes new China. That's why they don't care that they've polluted 80 or 90% of their groundwater. Their whole plan is to decamp and take our country. They keep 20 million whites alive as slaves for 10 years to hand everything over. Yeah, if you got time, we got it someday. We're going to talk about this. So their plan is to exterminate us. And the one thing that people who've seen communist revolutions say afterwards that's consistent is we never had any idea they would go this far. We thought they were going to change the tax rates. They thought that we were going to change our national anthem. They will exterminate. Their plan is to exterminate every American. And you have, sometimes I've tried to talk about this and some dumb guy in the audience will say, let them, I've got all these guns, let them take it. They don't understand. They're not going to come at you like Red Dawn with bombers filled with parachutists. They create a world like The Walking Dead. You've seen The Walking Dead.
And let me explain this. Let me back you up here. In their own actuaries and our own Pentagon actuaries, because we're just on time delivery, 90% are urban, even in the rural, only about half are somewhat self-sufficient. In the Great Depression, we were 90% rural, about half self-sufficient, still between 7 and 11 million died in university studies from malnutrition. If any major society collapses today and things break down, you get upwards of 90% of the population dead within 1 year of starvation, war. And so these modern societies are very precarious, extremely tottering and weak, and that's what they're talking about destabilizing. And COVID was just the softening up, getting us ready for this. And what you say, Larry Graffwald was a Green Beret, highly decorated Vietnam, going to a major college, and the communists tried to, the literal Weatherman leadership liked him and came to him. We're talking the heads of it, and it later came out, you know, he died over a decade, that Obama was in these meetings, and some of them, he infiltrated them for the FBI, recorded it all, and they said, we're going to break down society, Cloward and Piven collapse everything, then most people will starve to death, and then the Chinese will come in and take over. And he, this is in the 80s, he's saying this. I mean, this is a real plan. Go ahead.
Correct. And now you're absolutely correct. Now, I thought the Cloward Piven was going to be that out of the rubble, the left emerges as the communist leaders of the United Socialist States of America or something. It's much worse than that.
No, I agree. That's what they tell the average commie. They don't know they're all going to be killed as well.
It's all extermination. You read the secret speech of Churchill, it's we're all to be exterminated. And other than 20 million whites, because they're very racist, the Chinese. And, you know, this was all you can read. I'll tell you something I might not even supposed to say. But there was a secret national security exercise 22 years ago where they modeled what happens if Ebola hits, what happens if there's an EMP or there's a financial collapse. And the national security state modeled this in a 6-week war game. Well, they cut it off after a couple of weeks because what they discovered horrified them. The CIA, everybody was involved. And what they discovered very quickly is society collapses much more quickly than we imagine it would. And
15 days. I've seen the report.
And there was a CIA futurist who was given the assignment to write this as a report that the public could digest. He wrote it up as a novel. The novel is called One Second After. And in the opening page of the novel, you learn that two nukes go off over the U.S. and knock off the power grid. You don't even know who the nukes are from. It never gets into where it comes from. It's just the power grid shuts off. And it's about how for 2 or 3 days, neighbors making each other pies, cleaning out the refrigerators and the freezers. By day 15, there's mass refugee lines of drift. Well, by day three, you know, there's only 3 days of food in the cities. There's 9 meals. We're 9 meals away from the cities rioting. And when people have starving children, all bets are off. They're rioting. By day 15, we go through a tipping point. Mass refugee lines of drift. If you're within 150 miles of a city, it's just Mad Max zone. By day 30, it's irrecoverable because, you know, another thing to know is we only have 30 days of pharmaceuticals. So after 30 days in the supply chain, after 30 days, diabetics start dying. 50% of people over age 50 are living on medications that without the medication, you start dying. Heart medication, insulin, something. So by day 15, It's Mad Max world. Well, by day 15, it's Walking Dead. By day 30, it's Mad Max. And that's how they take us down. So your idea is that you're going to sit with your AR-15 in your mansion in a suburb and defend your home. That all goes out the window when it turns into Mad Max world. Then on top of that, the Chinese have the cartels. Just get 3 years. Imagine these kind of monsters that we know are in the cartels. Give them 3 years to rape, pillage, loot, and burn. And the UN, if Joe Biden were president, the UN would be invited in with their troops to fight racism or something. It would all be impossible to fight your way out of. 3 years later, China occupies it as new China. And by the way, when 2020 happened, we know, and I was told this by the intelligence community, they thought they had it. They thought they had it. They originally had the plan in 1949 to conquer us by 2049. Around 2010, they accelerated the plan from 2049 to 2030. When they took us over, when they did what they did in 2020 and got Biden, they started saying this is all going to be over by 2025, maybe 2026, 2027. And they started distributing deeds in China. Your home there in Dallas or Austin or wherever you live, your home, some Chinese general got a deed that said, this is going to be your home when this smoke clears. And that general for the last 6 years has been looking up on Google Earth, looking at your home. He saw that new hot tub you put in your backyard. He thanks you for it, Alex. He, since 2020 fall, he's been thinking he got that. He was going to be living there by 2026. Every home in America of any size, any nice home, you know, has had deeds distributed in China by 2021. It went to the PLA. It went to the CCP. And so they thought they had won. In fact, they openly gave speeches in China. I saw a professor give a speech where he used a word not to say we have entered a new age. It's like we've entered a new epoch of human history. The West was dead and there was no way out. But I think that we're like that Sylvester Stallone movie where he's a cliff. He's a climber, and there's one scene where they think he's defeated and he's thrown off his cliff, and then they cut and he's like hanging by one finger and climbs back up and defeats them all. And that's what history is going to show America has done. And Alex, you were a huge, you were the major voice in this, frankly.
Well, Patrick, please stop. I mean, I want the audience to know of supporting us and the guests and this focal point and all of us together. People need to understand it is the viewers spreading the word. It is the viewers supporting us at thealexstore.com. It is the viewers and what they're doing. Now, listen, you've been very gracious the last 3 days to come on. Tomorrow, I'm doing a special live show, 11 to 2, or you can come on the Sunday show or next Monday. Why don't we just do it next Monday, if you can, or Tuesday, so you have time to digest this, give us updates. I'm going to get that expert you're talking about, go prove what elections are good for the State Department. We're going to get him on. You're very gracious to give us that. Please tell the producers. Whoever else you want us to have on the show. I want to get Flynn on. He hadn't been on in a while. But he's been right at the heart of this. He's absolutely right. In closing, we need prosecutions and we need them now, because it's great to have all this and, you know, try to fix things and have them pass the SAVE Act. We're pushing that. But what is going on with Todd Blanche, and what is Trump's blind spot with this guy? These emails that we know Gabbard presented to him, 10 months ago, they had a huge 3-hour Situation Room meeting. I talked to who was there. They were like, hey, be nice to Susie Wallace. She's really good. It was a story. You know, they presented it all and how the machines out of China through Taiwan and through Venezuela, and Trump's going to do something. And they showed it all. And Trump says he wants to start presenting it to the public with national addresses in January. And I went on air and said all this. And it's on record. I mean, and so now we see it 7-8 months later. And more is about to come out, he said, in the next few days. But, I mean, don't we need some frickin' prosecutions here?
Well, great question, Alex. First, I've got to be clear. I don't have – nobody tells me anything from the inside. But when you get questioned by feds, and I'm often questioned by feds, from the shape of their questions, it's sometimes quite easy to surmise where they are. So I want to be clear. Nobody's deliberately communicating anything. But as I answer questions, I can –
No, I said you've been on the inside of this. You're an expert, so you know the lay of the land. That's why you can predict it.
And I fed them a lot, but they did all their own work. I'm not trying. We dug up anyway. Todd Blanche, look, I was with you. I heard he was a blocker. I heard he was saying as of last November, I still haven't seen any evidence that would justify a subpoena to look into Georgia 2020, things like this. Well, but then eventually Trump gave him the acting AG title. I would guess that Trump said, I'm going to make you acting AG and you show me what you can do. And from the moment he got it, he tore off. And either because he's trying to, you know, maybe his strategy was to be acting AG and show a lot of effort. And then once he becomes permanent AG, I'm going to doff things again. Or maybe it was sincere, but I know at this point it's gotten away from him. He couldn't possibly. So I admit when I'm wrong, and I'm open to the possibility that we were wrong about it. He was a little slow to wake up.
Hey, listen, if Todd Blanche indicts these people and saves the country, I will get a tattoo of him on my arm. I will have the Todd Blanche fan club. I'll come mow his yard.
I think you should move it all. I think Trump should move it all to the military. I think you should move it all to the military. This is a national security. This is a foreign attack such as the United. This makes Pearl Harbor look like a tea party.
Yeah, and it's not tyranny when you're really under attack and you have the proof. I totally agree with you. All right. Where's the best places? You got a lot of sites. You're on X. Where's the best places for people to find Patrick Byrne?
X is the best place to follow me. Watch my movie, Enemy Within. Enemy Within docuseries up on Amazon Prime. Read my book. Read my book, Danger Close, which General Flynn asked me to write. You should have Michael Flynn on and you should have Tim Meisberger. At this point going forward, Tim is the most sane, knowledgeable voice you can have about elections.
All right, Patrick, let me know when you want to come on and when you're ready. If you're ready tomorrow, do it. But I know you got to ferret through all this, and we'll learn more. But we'll talk to you soon. God bless you. Incredible job.
Back at you. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
All right.
It's an honor.
I want to get into the medical tyranny and all the stuff coming out in Congress about the poison shots and what they're rolling out against us next hour. Because we got to understand that at the top of the globalist thing is this eugenics death cult. And then you got all the little groups within it that are battling for control and the different lobbying groups. But that's all coming up next hour. And then tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, we're going to do the deep dive on AI, the surveillance grid, how it operates, what the plan is, how you'll live under it in the 15-minute cities. I have a bunch of videos, a bunch of documents, and it'll be basically commercial-free. I mean, I'll go like an hour, then take a break. And then, I'll, you know, when I say commercial-free, it's like commercial light. I mean, last Saturday I went like 3 hours, and I think we had like 6 minutes of ads or something. I just take a break when I got to get another glass of water, take a piss, or get a coffee. So tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, be sure and join us and share the feed from rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show live, alexjoneslive.com, and, of course, on X at Real Alex Jones. We're censored everywhere else. But that's everything. I mean, I want to have maximum punch. I'm punching the globalist. But when you share the links and all that, it gives it power. I mean, if enough of you getting on board, sometimes we reach like, you know, 60 million people a day instead of 10 million. So I want to dominate the globalists. I want to take them on. And I need money. I want to get more crew, more reporters. I want to be bigger than InfoWars ever was. I want the InfoWar to go to the next level. I need money. It goes into the operation, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not a high roller. All that crap was all proven wrong. New York Times said, well, it turned out Jones never had any serious assets. He had meager assets. Yeah. I don't give a damn about stuff. I care about fighting tyranny, delivering freedom. I can't do it without your support. The supplements are the best. The water filtration is the best. The t-shirts are the best. The ball caps. Now we got cool workout shorts, which is a 1776 on them. I don't wear these things all the time because I chose the type I wanted. They're great. And my boxers, not like underwear boxers, you know, they're the like boxer shorts, black. They're going to get more colors. They got a nice dress shirt. This great fabric. It's incredible. Bessie Ross flag. They've got all the cool muscle shirts, tank tops, wife beaters, whatever you want to call them. And that's just some of the new designs at thealexjonesstore.com. But I can't do it without you. We also have the collectible 250th anniversary coin with the incredible Jerusalem cross on one side, 1776, Caesar's Centennial, on the other side, the American Eagle, and the flag. This is an item of funding our operation, a memento that you stood with us such a critical time. Get yours now. I want to thank those that have gotten it and tell those that haven't. Get it now. Step into the arena. Step up to the plate. It's so simple. You're betting on an organization that has been through hell and loved it. All I want is to be stronger when I take on the globalists. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. And become a VIP for $30 a month, get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, huge sales, top of everything. Anybody that's on there should be a VIP. Now, I got to say, the crew and others and some of the volunteer fans that make, like Wars of the Info and others that make these great videos are so good. They're so entertaining. They're so fun. But a lot of heavy subjects. Let's have a little fun for a few minutes. Then we're going to come back and get into the hardcore stuff because exposing the tyranny of the medical system and the deadly shots of the mad scientists exposes them so they can't do it again, which they're trying to cook up. This is a life and death situation. We're going to save lives next hour. Share the live feeds now, now, now. Real Alex Jones, I'll see you tomorrow, 11 a.m. But here's these promos.
Lord Vader, the rebellion is exposing your lies. We are the resistance, and we're taking down the Empire's deep state machine once and for all.
Get this guy off my screen. Can we go to clip 50? Clip 50. Guys, what's going on back there? All I wanted was clip 50. I sent it this morning. You should have had it. I
am not mad at the crew. I am not mad at the crew, but I am mad at you. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and make the purchase now.
This shower filter slays 95% of the lead, 99% of the chlorine, and keeps that damn atrazine out of your water. Protect yourself. Don't let them turn you gay. Purify it now.
Mother, do you really want to shower with me? Do you want to clean everything? Oh, mother!
I'm not gay. You are.
Incredible. Incredible.
Real time. Uncensored. Unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
At last, it's here. Bring it into the docking bay.
It's better than regular Star Wars.
Stack them all in my chambers at once. I now have all the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter shower heads from the Alex Jones store.
There's something about this water I feel kind of funny. Hey, do you want to hang out tonight?
These stormtroopers are not warriors. They are vessels. We keep them full of chemicals to keep them under control. Like the dark side itself, it dulls the mind. It fractures the will.
Drink your water, troopers. I am sending you to the desert planet of Tatooine. We must crush the rebel force.
Dude, I think I'm gay. Me too. Let's go back to the ship and cuddle. I thought you'd never ask.
Turn around now and get back out there. These are your orders.
They're turning the frogs gay. Don't let them turn you next. Ha ha ha. You have to admit that Alex Jones is funny.
AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Alex Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company because they're the best, and he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started. Or give us a call at 720-605-3900. And let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price of the metal in the ground. Miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground. They dig their tunnels. They drive it to the refinery. They melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3 to 5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion,
at wholesale. You can look every day what the price is, type in what's wholesale gold and silver, and then you get it from them with a little processing fee, and then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. KPM.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation, email. You call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Nanotechnology is now blending with human augmentation, and the transhumanist agenda is now here. It's upon us. In so many ways, there's been an age of disclosure.
But you really burrow in, you and your teams, I watch your show and the other shows you produce all the time, into the transhumanism. This is the real ultimate revolution. So
the funniest thing is that MKUltra is a current program. You know, Jesse Beltran has bravely been amongst the leaders who are exposing that it's an ongoing agenda to try to not just hijack the human mind, but the soul itself.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Are we bad that we're just proving our case over and over again and giving new information and just adding to it? People kind of know now. They, you know what I mean? Like, more and more, we should still cover what they've done. That's important. But we also start covering, what are we going to do about it? Because, and we'll talk about that in a moment, there's ways to mitigate this, but this is cut and dry that they've done stuff that's all punishable with, you know, life in prison or worse under the law. But what are we going to do to stop them? That's another big question, but we'll get to that in a little while.
Yeah, just so everyone understands, the whole goal was to master your mind, conquer your mind, being able to control your thoughts, being able to control your biometrics, being able to control your biochemistry. That's really what this is all about. How, and then if you have that kind of power, again, you've now got a technology to completely rule the world. You can manipulate economies. There is virtually nothing that you can't achieve through this.
And you know what's crazy? In my film Endgame, I cover all the films free. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I made it in 2007. It's more important than ever. It's evergreen, ultra green. In there, you have Francis Galton, the father of eugenics, modern eugenics, in the 1850s. He gets a royal commission. He hires all the top scientists. Remember, the British were always giving the equivalent of like $20 billion to make a clock that could tell time to 1 second a day and be on a ship. And lo and behold, 5 years later, suddenly they had it. Like, that was like, no one could even imagine that, but enough money, people did it. Well, they put out all these big bounties, and they said, we want to know what makes the body work. We want to know how, they called that biometrics as just a theoretical thing. And then here we are now. And here's the biometrics isn't just scanning your face for people that don't know. It's knowing how the whole body works, everything. It's not just the mind, it's the cells. And you look at what Galton and all them did, and out of them came the Wedgwoods, the Huxleys, the Blairs, the Darwins, and they all had this is all public mainline books, but nobody knows it, a secret breeding program to try to create the Ubermensch. That's where Hitler got it. And they created a bunch of mentally ill and deformed people, 3-4 generations, but it did create the super IQs. And two of those were Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World in 1929, and his brother, Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley wrote that, and his other brother, Julian Huxley, was the head of the World Eugenics Society and the first head of UNESCO. And how do I know that? Well, he wrote Brave New World Revisited in 60, a few years before he died. He gave that's Aldous Huxley did, that wrote Brave New World. He gave an hour-long speech at Berkeley, a little over an hour. And he admits this is the plan. This book isn't really a book. It's a futurist projection of the year 2020 or so. And he says it won't be a 1984 world where we stomp on you. That's just for a few people that wake up. You're going to love your servitude. We're going to engineer we're going to plant things in all of you. We're going to put you on drugs and make you love your servitude. And he talks about his brother and the UN and the world government and how you guys are too stupid to even know this, but I'm here telling the academics so you'll be the new rulers and the upper class like they have in Brave New World. So Brave New World is actually the psychos telling you what they're going to do. Like when a psycho says, I'll kill a girl next week at the fair, and they mail it in. They believe they need to tell you. Why do you think they need to tell you what they're going to do before?
You know, that's a good question. And I've never really understood that, because if I put myself in their shoes, if I'm going to be committing a crime, am I going to be telling everyone? No, it doesn't make sense.
The I know what I do.
So,
I'm joking.
So if you're, unless you think you've already won the game.
Right. They're toying with us.
Yes. Right. That's the only reason you would just be putting it blatantly out in your face.
I don't think they would ever release the Epstein files on any level because they didn't have to. No public pressure was going to do it unless they thought they had their next play already firmly in hand.
Thanks for having me. Before I start, wanted to pitch a couple of the products there for the listeners. The bovine colostrum's been fantastic. My mom had tremendous results, similar to the results your mom had with her hair and skin. Methylene blue, the mental clarity, the focus has been amazing. I just found that I just needed to up the dose a little bit from the recommendation, and then that really hit. So definitely helps to support the broadcast. Alex, the reason you're so successful and the reason so many people chime in is because you have the best guests. That does include Victor Boot. But I will reference the legendary Gerald Celente. What does he say time after time? When there's nothing left, they take us to war.
The bovine colostrum is incredible. The methylene blue, you fund us. You're our funders, not the Israelis or the Muslims or the Russians or the U.S. government. You fund us at thealexjonesstore.com. And the new news site for all the feeds and articles is alexjoneslive.com. And on Rumble, rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be right back.
So now that we know that MKUltra is real, do you think it's possible they could deploy that technology or something very similar through social media channels? Do you think it could be happening right now to millions of people all at once?
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
The payload, what's inside of these mRNA delivery system that is put into anything that ingests into your body, any type of lotion, any of that stuff goes inside. When you test the payload using direct energy or energy dispersive X-ray spectroscopy, the payload is always a lot of graphene oxide, graphene hydroxide.
They're loading you with the blood.
Semiconductive materials that nano-assemble, assemble in Tesla.
So the shot puts in the basic blueprint, then they got to dump it in to help grow it.
Yeah, and they basically take all this stuff, graphite and everything else that's in a computer, reduce it down, so it's RGO, reduced graphene oxide and reduced everything else, so that when it goes inside of the body, the LED lights that they make everybody take, you can't get incandescent lights anymore, and all the 5G plus waves, that synergistic waves.
What was the Johnny Depp movie that came out like 15 years ago? Transcendence? He becomes the AI and turns into a powder that goes into the Earth's atmosphere and grows and absorbs into all of us. We all become one with him through, I think it's a silicate dust.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, they told us again.
They basically took everything that needed to be a computer. They figured out how to, and it feeds off your body. Every fluid in your body is alkaline.
That's the ultimate form of rape.
It's an alkaline battery.
Like Bill, like Bill Gates is a rapist. It's he wants to rape your freedom, take your food away, make you eat bugs, make you take shots. It's the ultimate rape.
It's complete rape. And these people that are obviously been operating above the law, they're part of a system that created society from the top down that was all about maintaining control. When we're sitting,
and they think they own us.
Yeah, we're not going to go to a sheriff's office or to an agency and say, go pick up Gates. No, that's the agency that's going to be protecting him. Mm-hmm. It boils down to, if nothing ever happens, they plan on eradicating our species. So,
I can tell you the Wall Street Journal, New York Times. I've been in the Barnes & Noble, HEB food store, and you'll just see all the time. Looking forward to the end of humans. Humans are bad. Don't have kids. I mean, it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Bill Gates is like, I really want to get rid of everybody now. Please take my shot. I don't want you to be sick. Yeah. Hey, back to the metaphysical. There's also a rule that you got to have fine print. So we copy God's law. The vampire has to ask permission to be let into your house. So he'll trick you to do it. Oh, can I come in and say hi? And then once you've done that, he thinks he has, am I welcome in your house? You think he just wants to step across the thing. It's a contract. Am I welcome in your home? Yeah. Well, yes, this one time I'll have you in, but you're not thinking, oh, sure, you're welcome in my home. Now he's going to fly through like a bat through the window at night, okay? That's the metaphysical example, because it's all a contract. They have to tell you what they're going to do before and so the karma doesn't come back on them, because if you do it through free will, it lessens the karmic load that they're going to get, because that's how you think, well, the universe isn't like that. It seems like God would see that. No, God stays back and doesn't touch it, but there is this feedback loop. So if they can get you to know it and accept it by your free will, they don't get the blowback.
They spelled it out perfectly for us at the World Economic Forum for decades. They were very open about what their plans were. And now when we're doing, I've seen
you will eat the
thousand
bugs.
People. Yeah, you will eat the bugs and you will like it. All the people that I've seen him scan, about 1,000 people, probably, all different types of people. And everybody is testing for these. So the system is in the person. It is using their alkaline fluids as the alkaline battery to battery it. You're the battery for this.
Just like the Matrix.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And they can put it in a Tylenol pill. They can put it in an allergy pill. They can put it in your COVID shot. They can put it in your cucumbers. They can put it in anything. And once it's inside of you and it assembles, it is testable and measurable. It's being tested in every single person. It's just a matter of...
And then we have thousands of patents by top companies admitting it.
Yes, yes. And so, you know, bottom line is getting those things out of your body faster than they're coming back in is the difference between you as an individual human being literally being attached to their wide body area network.
Well, that's the next thing. And I'll tell viewers point blank. Yeah, it takes money to run this operation. I'm absolutely pitching you something right now. But everything we've said is true. I've been covered for 30 plus years. The difference is I began to seek out, I began to search out how to get rid of spike protein, how to counter the nanotech matrices that they're pulling out of everybody's arteries, and it's happening. And already knew who Jesse Beltran was, but found these guys. And I knew forever, because I had sponsors 30 years ago about zeolites, you got heavy metals and toxins, but they have a special zeolite. Absolutely, just like I say, there's chemicals in the water. Here's the highest rated filter with the studies. Buy it. It's great. It funds our operations. We can help others. It's symbiotic. I'm like a restaurant that wants to have great food, great prices, great service. I want you back over and over again. So this is a point blank pitch that people have been asking. They noticed I got really healthy and did intermittent fasting and lost about 70 pounds. And I started working really hard again, 18 hours a day, and came back about 10 pounds. It didn't look bad, but you know, it was okay. But in the last 3-4 months, just religiously taking your masterpiece zeolite that's different than anybody else's. The others are worthwhile as well if they're a good brand. But this is special. You'll hear why in a minute. Everybody's like, how, you're not even working out as much. Well, what's going on? And it is definitely the zeolite that is doing this. And the stuff that came out of my skin, I mean, I've never really had a lot of zit problems or oil, but obviously you work out, you're young, even when I get older, sometimes, you know, you'll have like little oil things, whatever. But after about 2-3 weeks on your product, I would sit there when I was working out or on the yard, working in the yard or something, and I would do my hand over my head or my thighs, and it was like pieces of sand. But it wasn't like white sand or yellow sand. I'd look at it was like gray, and I'd smell it. You know, we all do that. Don't say I'm gross to do that. You can ask your body's checking, like your brain wants to know, what is that? And it smelled like metal. And then I later found you had all these posts, even though I already knew you, all about that and photos of it with you.
Yeah.
So talk about Masterpiece, because folks, regardless, we're changing the world. We're exposing all this. It's great. You're funding the operation, what we're doing, but it really works. And I think you're insane if you don't get on Masterpiece, a very special zeolite. So give them the pitch here, because you guys have something very special.
Yeah, Masterpiece is something that has been proven. David Icke's film team, David Icke was on Masterpiece, experienced it. We did a actual study on media access control, Bluetooth.
And by the way, David Icke won't say something is the way he thinks it unless he believes it. I love David, but he is like a mule when it comes to. So you got David to endorse something. I've never seen David endorse any product other than his own.
He went out to a field 4 times in the United Kingdom in the middle of nowhere where we had human clinical study participants walking through the field, pick up the Bluetooth signal. Then we put them on Masterpiece. We had them come back out twice. The first time, there was only one of the Bluetooth codes that wasn't showing. The next time was all. But he did that for free. But that's one study. We've done 6 studies. We've done a study with.
By the way, you forgot to bring the documents we had last week. We'll put those in post. You've done major studies. You've shown people what 70% mitigation
right. Proper
on masterpiece.
Studies, not just someone in their basement, but
well, you're not citing
right
somebody else's study. You've no. done the studies,
right?
We're okay, talk about that. I'm gonna shut up. Go ahead.
No, yeah, you're fine. We weren't talking about like, oh, we're referencing a zeolite study from 20 years ago. No, we used masterpiece with study participants doing the right scientific approach so that we could put it up to not just a publication. All of our studies are put through the double-blinded peer-reviewed process, which is the gold standard for scientific rigor. What that means is what's in those studies that we're going to talk about real quickly is results that are called scientific fact. This is not like baseless claims. This isn't me saying at the tide of my neck, oh, we get aluminum out. We get all these. When we are talking about Masterpiece's formula, you are talking about nature's delivery system. And this is what I mean by that. Zeolite clinoptilolite is a sea mineral with a highly magnetic negative charge. It has the strongest negative charge in nature. Why is that important? Because the opposite, positive, negative and positive, magnets attract, poisons are positive charged. Okay, what makes zeolite amazing is it also gets out the fluoride. Fluoride is the one of the few negatively charged particles. So when we have Masterpiece, the zeolite is at the atomic level. You're talking about 10,000 times smaller than a human cell, to kind of give you a reference. And it magnetically is coated with minerals, the highest sourced grade minerals. Your body is water and minerals. It's very important when you think about zeolite coming in, carrying the minerals, grabs a toxin out, and replaces that toxin immediately with a mineral. When the toxin hits Masterpiece, it displaces the minerals. People don't get the detox reactions that you would expect from something so effective, or what they call the Herxheimer. But what you can expect, folks, when you get these poisons out of your body, you don't just start sleeping deeper. You don't just start dreaming more vivid and lucid than you have since you can remember, because it's cleaning off your pineal gland. We're talking about things that happen across the board. When you take Masterpiece consistently, you are going to feel better in every way. Why? Because the one root cause to all sickness and diseases is poisoning. You're not sick, you're poisoned. If you're taking something that's actually getting those poisons out, you are going to feel better. The quality of your life goes up through the roof, and literally for around $1 a day, we see over and over again what people profess to be miracles. They usually are saying, I've been dealing with this issue my whole life. I've tried everything to get rid of it. 2 weeks on, and this thing is gone. Have we done studies with Jesse? This is how we met. He was the third-party analyzer for our silicon-based, where it's amazing that we're got to have this relationship, because Jesse set us straight in the fact that the Bluetooth phenomena that was coming off of people wasn't nearly enough. That wasn't much of any of this internal computer biosystem. So with Masterpiece, you have something that is on a broad spectrum level, going to get all the crud and all the stuck environmental poisons and pollutants. Many of these are nefarious and purposely put into our bodies. And you're going to be able to feel better on all levels. The mental clarity that you have, the connectivity that you have just towards people, you become a better person. And I don't know how else to put it. Your health gets better. When you feel better and you think better, you do better. And it's been a joy to see platforms like Alex stand for the truth and get with us, because we've been pretty attacked out there with everything that's going on. You want to add anything?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the MK Ultra issue, because it all ties in together. You know, what were the objectives? Now, in 1953, it was stated by a CIA security officer to the representatives of Project Artichoke what the three objectives were. And I want to go over these three objectives really quick, and then we can pull up the video number five, get ready to show that. Number one objective was to extract information. They were utilizing techniques to do that using drugs, hypnosis, and other elements. Then the other aspect of the Project Bluebird was field testing. That was their second objective. And the third objective was total behavior control. And they would do research and the developments of the control and activities of mental capacities in individuals and whether they were willing or not. And the reason I want to bring this up is because, yeah, the mRNA, the nanotech, turning each and every one of you human beings into a node is one aspect of it. But you are also manipulated and programmed
through
other agencies, yeah, like media, okay?
And it's not just CIA and Justice Department and FBI agents and State Department. Assange was hearing voices and music and all this, and obviously they had plans to kill him whenever he was hiding out in that embassy and all that. So, I mean, they were jacking with him, too.
Yeah, embassy. Assange was being hit with this AHI phenomenon, which, you know, back in 2010...
It was an overhead shot, guys.
We were already talking to everyone. It was electronic terrorism, and they were using radio frequencies to affect him. So if we can bring up video number five, Frank Church and the CIA and manipulating people via the media.
This is what, 76?
Yes.
All right, here's the Frank Church Committee hearings, U.S. Senate.
I thought that it was a matter of real concern that planted stories intended to serve a national purpose abroad came home and were circulated here and believed here, because this would mean that the CIA could manipulate the news in the United States by channeling it through some foreign country. Now, we're looking at that very carefully.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to a major circulation American journal?
We do have people who submit pieces to other two American journals.
Do you have any people paid by the CIA who are working for television networks?
This, I think, gets into the kind of getting into the details, Mr. Chairman, that I'd like to get into in executive session.
At CBS, had been contacted by the CIA. As a matter of fact, by the time I became the head of the whole news and public affairs operation in 1954, the ships had been established, and I was told about them and asked if I'd carry on with them.
We have quite a lot of detailed information, and we will evaluate it, and we will include any evidence of wrongdoing or any evidence of impropriety in our final report and make recommendations.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to the National News Services, AP and UPI?
Well, again, I think we're getting into the kind of detail, Mr. Chairman, that I'd prefer to handle in executive session.
Senator, do you think that you named the news organizations in your final report?
That remains to be decided.
I think it was entirely in order for our correspondents at that time to make use of CIA agent chiefs of station and other members of the executive staff of CIA as sources of information which were useful in their assessments of world conditions.
Would you say that continues today?
Well, I would think probably for a reporter it would continue today, but because of all of the revelations of the period of the 1970s, it seems to me that a reporter's got to be much more circumspect in doing it now, or he runs the risk of at least being looked at with considerable disfavor by the public. I think you've got to be much more careful about it.
And they're talking about Operation Mockingbird there, the media putting out CIA propaganda, and then they repealed the law under Obama, the Smith-Mundt Act, where it's legal to lie to us.
Absolutely. And here's the crazy thing. You have stayed true to who you are, Alex. Journalism was the way we kept government in check, true journalism. And what has happened, particularly over the pandemic, what happened? We saw all of the news agencies pushing the narrative, the false narrative, Fauci's narrative. And journalism today is nothing of what it was originally designed to do. It was to make sure that our government was held accountable. And kudos to you.
Because thank you. Well, that's what they call the fifth estate. Yeah.
Yeah. You're one of the few, a handful that are out there doing that right
well,
now.
Well, I got targeted. It's not about me. It's just the fact that they did. It's come out in court. The CIA ran operations against us with the fake lawsuits and the show trials and all that. That just shows how real this is. But the good news is they can try to buy all the influencers now. I'm not singling out Israel, but it's one of the things people know about. They officially in Israel last year, and so in the last about 16, 17 months, they've spent what they admit, $1.3 billion just buying U.S. influencers. And Tucker Carlson had on one of Trump's main speechwriters 2 weeks ago, who's also his head of social media. And he said, I got approached last year and offered $20 million in the next year, $2 million a month, to sit there and take Israeli propaganda and put it out for Trump. And Trump didn't even know. And, of course, that's illegal. So, and that's just Israel. So we hear all about Russian stuff with no real evidence of its influence. They got some, but nothing compared to the Chinese or Hollywood or the left, the teachers union or Israel. But the point is, Israel is literally doing that, its own Operation Mockingbird here in America.
And it's
and not even hiding it. It's like in the Times of Israel. They're like, oh yeah, we 1.3 billion buying U.S. influencers. And you see these influencers with all the same talking point at the same, they'll even publish at the same minute. They don't even change the tweets.
Well, you know, in my opinion, that's treasonous. If you're an American citizen,
amen.
This is treason. It should not be happening. And we should not be letting foreign governments.
And that's the bottom line, folks, is we're not getting Israeli money, Republican money, Democrat money. I sell things and have sponsors that I know help people. I mean, bovine claws, everybody knows how that great is. We go and get the best private label of it, sell it to you. Cool silver coins, fun knives that I like, whatever I like we get. Cool t-shirts like, hey, don't spy on me instead of don't tread on me, cutting down a flock tower. It's just fun stuff that we know is good, and you know you're backing us. Who's behind Alex Jones? Who's behind Jesse Beltran? Who's behind Matt Hazen? You. We are brought to you by you at GetMasterpiece.com. It is incredible. And for me, it took about, you said, oh, watch your dreams. We met like 9 months ago. I met you before that, Jesse. And he said, I was, seeking out what you guys were up to, just doing research. And then I talked to my Navy SEAL buddy. He goes, oh, do you know this guy? I said, I've actually seen him, heard him. Wow, he's coming to town next week. So we went and hiked and hung out. It's just incredible. You said, yeah, in a couple of days, you'll feel it. The first thing you'll have is dreams. Well, I've already learned with really good fish oil, you have great dreams, and I always have a lot of great dreams. But since I've been taking Masterpiece, my dreams are way more intense. And I talk so much. Speak about that, Matt, and your experience. And then what's going on with the sand? And clearly it's excreting metal out. Because I know metal. It smells like metal. It stinks.
Yeah.
And then after... started about 2-3 weeks in, and after about a month, it went away. And then everybody's like, wow, your skin looks great. Like, but look at yours. Jeez, dude.
And the only time I haven't seen in all the studies that we've done in the last 3 years, Masterpiece not work, is when people don't take it. If they treat it like a supplement that just sits on their shelf, they don't take it like they're supposed to, that's the only time they don't
sell it. Oh, give me some. Put my IT.
But I'll tell you right now, our pineal gland, which is fluoride filled, without getting into too long of a biology conversation about why specifically fluoride gravitates to the pineal gland so well. But what we see is our pineal gland is responsible for all of our serotonin and melatonin production.
And doesn't fluoride hit that too?
Yes, fluoride makes, obviously making us third eye blind. And so what we see, one of the first things that you see when someone's taking a Masterpiece consistently, it takes about 2 weeks to, about 2 days to about 2.5 weeks. Their dream vividness. For me, I start dreaming in color. I had dreamed sometime in my life and stopped dreaming for the most part, but I dream in highlight reels. Me and my family wake up, we talk about what our dreams were the previous morning, and I never dreamed in color. What you're going to see is really deep sleep because our body is actually, the pineal gland is actually being able to produce the serotonin and function properly.
It's funny, when I was a little kid, I remember my dreams were like beyond technicolor. It was glowing colors, and I dreamed so much. I still have some of the big color dreams, but I know what you're talking about is those explosive color dreams.
Yeah.
I've been having those again.
Yeah, and so really healthy sleep leads to really healthy days. We all know that. And so when you're actually being able to focus, hold a good conversation, be present. And the biggest thing that you notice, guess what? Just like a child, you don't have to tell a child to be happy and have a good day. They are always childlike. They have that childlike joy.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks. You've seen the deplatforming. You've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out at the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones, and the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan, in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots, and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us, and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market, and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial. And this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Some sick stuff. But again, it's reality. It's you can store data in humans. So now what they've tried to do is they say, hey, well, what if we can grow technology inside of the human being?
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
So now that we know that MKUltra is real, do you think it's possible they could deploy that technology or something very similar through social media channels? Do you think it could be happening right now to millions of people all at once?
Facebook ran an experiment on 689,000 people and didn't tell a single one of them. Those weren't volunteers. Nobody signed up. They were literally just on the app, scrolling, liking their cousin's dumb vacation photos. And the whole time, a team of data scientists was reaching into their feeds and turning a dial, feeding some of them sadness and feeding others joy. And this wasn't to sell them stuff. It was just to see if they could change what those people felt without ever talking to them. And they could. They called it emotional contagion, and they even published it. Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences in 2014. This isn't some random file that got leaked. It's a peer-reviewed paper where they basically brag about it. And it worked. Emotions got manipulated to extremes with no conversations and no contact. Just the machine quietly deciding what a few hundred thousand people were gonna feel that day. You'd think somebody catches this. Cornell's name was on the study. Every university has a board, an IRB, and the entire job of that board is to stop this exact thing from happening. You don't get to run experiments on human beings without them knowing. That's the one rule. Cornell's board later admitted they never looked at it at all. In Facebook's defense, you agreed to this. It was in the terms of service. The terms of service said nothing about psychological research. Not a word. They just decided agree to use the app also meant agree to be experimented on. And here's the part that should really mess with you. In 1977, a Senate committee drags the CIA into a room over MKUltra, a program built to screw with the minds of American citizens without their consent. It gets defunded, files are destroyed, at least most of them, and we all get handed this promise. Never again. Never again does anybody run mind control experiments on the public in the dark. That promise did not last long. And in this instance that happened to make it into the public awareness, nobody had to break in. Nobody hid anywhere. They wrote it up and put it in a journal and stuck a university's name on the front page. So no, the question was never, did they do it? They told us they did it. The question is, how the hell is this still legal now? And why almost none of us even flinched?
Jesse, amazing stuff.
Yeah, well, the bottom line is, you know, that she poses a great question. Why is this still being allowed to be done? We know that these social media companies like Meta are out there and they're disseminating aspects of MKUltra. They are part of this system that has been utilized in order to accomplish complete dominance, like you mentioned earlier. And, you know,
we've been taught we're all kumbaya and loving. They're hyper-aggressive people using mad scientist control, national security, classified systems to be above the law, who are light years ahead of us now in development technology, suppressing life extension, suppressing the whole future. It's the ultimate form of discrimination. What we're fighting, we're black or white. It's really about the technocrats versus us.
Yeah, and if you're wondering why they're doing this, listen to who they're targeting. We know that they did POWs in the Korean War, but that's the Naval Hospital was doing this, Walter Reed, Valley Forge. And then even CIA agents were being exposed to it. That is the Frank Olson story.
Threw him off a building.
Yeah, threw him off a building.
Interviewed his son.
Yeah, and his family sued and ended up winning. And they worked on prisoners, psychiatric patients, mental hospital residents. And here's another aspect that may or may not surprise people. They went after racial minorities, those they deemed weaker and less intelligent. That was another aspect of society who they went after. They were even doing experiments on children as young as 5 years old. They were giving them LSD.
But when you study the globalists, they always sell it, we're getting rid of the dumb people, which is wrong. But really, the NSA and leaked documents have been worse worried about the smart people. Like bombing everyone with fluoride, that hits your smartest people too.
Correct. And yeah, and fluoride is a neurotoxin. And I believe that that's something that was studied in your recent study.
Several.
You know, and they went after refugees, defectors, and prisoners of war overseas. So this is a global attack. This is not just the U.S. citizens here in America. This is now a global attack. We have victims on every continent on this planet currently that contact me daily, asking for help, asking for solutions. But, I believe within the next year, we're going to be there. We're going to have a full solution to this, as long as we don't get stopped. I have the world's largest independent database on AHI victims, Havana Syndrome victims, electronic terrorism victims on the planet currently. And if this task force is serious about what they're trying to accomplish, they did a great opening. It's a start. Yeah, the congressional hearing on June 30th. But if you really want to get down to the nitty gritty, you need to bring in people who are experiencers. And I have an abundance of experiencers of people who are being afflicted this way.
And we have like all these prominent people, State Department people, CIA, you name it. I mean, this, and then we have all these programs, and obviously it's hidden right under their nose. They're like, we don't know who's hitting us. We're trying to find out the foreign government. It's their own people. Remember, Edward Snowden found out his boss was spying on him and was like watching him and his wife have sex off the laptop camera.
Correct.
And then you notice 15 years ago, you know, Zuckerberg covering his camera. People are like, oh, Alex first did that like 30 years ago in a documentary, and then he's crazy, but oh, here's Zuckerberg 10 years later doing it. No, they know. I mean, it's ridiculous. Now, some of these other headlines, let's go over these. Determinants of autism spectrum disorder. How does that tie in?
Well, it ties into the vaccines. They're showing that, you know, we're putting all of these toxic metals into our children, and it's basically affecting their neurogrowth. You're hitting them with all of these poisons at a developmental age in the human brain that's imperative that it's left pure. And they're now imposing this. In fact, I think there's a new vaccine called Vaxelis. It's on clip number 7, where they're combining 6 shots into one. And now they're being administered to babies.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's the lobotomy.
Correct. Yeah. And that's clip 7.
They know it hits the body. It has autoimmune response, inflammation, all the toxins that are in it. They admit in all the studies it's the triple shots the worst. So their answer is, don't worry, we got a 6 shot for you. But if they get them when they're a baby, they never get to develop, so it covers up that they just lobotomize the child.
And correct. And for those who survive that attack, basically you have the complete nodal system in them. You know, the IoT, the Internet of Things, which is the complete agenda. That's why 4G, 5G, 6G is being utilized. 6G really isn't about faster internet. It's just about larger perspectives of control.
We heard Trump, he goes, 6G, it goes deeper in the skin.
Absolutely. And why would you say that unless you didn't know already?
He lets it slip up. They need to be able to penetrate deep, and it doesn't just penetrate deep, it gets full spectrum resonance. It's the way it's said about an engineer, but it gets, you know, really into, it can scan everything.
They figured they needed to get it a little bit deeper. It wasn't quite good enough, so they did full immunity for glyphosate so that they could get to that last level of deepness.
And people forget, the melanin blocks it.
Better believe it. That's why I'm so tan. Say, boy, that guy's tan as hell. Yeah, I shoot melanin, so does my family, because I am targeted. I'm not going to just be sitting there and give myself over to getting voices in my head and everything else that happens when they...
Because the sun's radiation, melanin is literally the blocker of it.
Yes.
So the black folks got a leg up here.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And as Dr. Cruz had disclosed, that the CIA... started to realize that people of brown skin were harder to mind control. And it's because they have larger amounts of melanin. So for everyone out there, listening.
Well, I'm going Tropic Thunder. Yeah. I'm serious, man.
Yeah. And
maybe that's why I'm resistant. I've always had a little bit darker skin.
Yeah, well, that's why they moved down.
Once I go black, I ain't going back.
So, well, you know, if you want to be less controllable, I encourage you to do that. You want to build a healthy melanin system
around. But people like a joke of that. Yeah. Melanin is literally a radiation shield. I mean,
yes, it's your force field.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's your force field. But you know what glyphosate does to it? Glyphosate is a melanin interrupter.
That's right, dissolves it. Well, then why did Northern Europeans and others not have it? I guess because they get less sun, or what do we think genetically did that?
Well, I'm not sure the answer to that, so I don't want to even speculate. But the fact is, if you're more fair skin, you are more controllable. And you're more, you know, according to their data in the system. And
that's just the waves go in easier.
Correct.
And then people are like, what's that mean? Well, it blocks frickin' sun. What do you think we're talking about?
Yeah.
Seen that giant fireball up there?
Yeah.
Burns your ass, you lay out of it too long? It ain't an Easter bunny, it's real.
Well,
it's,
you know, and it kind of makes me wonder, why was everyone told to use sunblock?
All the studies say if you use it, you get cancer.
Correct. Right. Yeah. Why is everyone being forced to use sunblock? It's because it prevents melanin from developing.
Right. Sun makes you develop melanin.
Correct. And that is the RF protector.
Look on your sunblock, on the back of the ingredients, you're going to see PEG or PPG, polyethylene glycol or polypropylene glycol.
By the way, folks that don't know, your cat drinks that, it dies.
Yeah.
Antifreeze.
Yes. Yes, you are literally talking.
Oh, we're conspiracy theorists now. Don't drink antifreeze. Oh. All right. Let's hit some more of these. I want to bring in the filmmaker. Deadly bacteria found in major U.S. cities' wastewater system tied to Mark Zuckerberg's $800 million data center. Modular nanobot self-assembling targets cancer cells and cuts viability. Also, so they've created the first time artificial life that devours and takes over. Do you see that one? I mean, this is getting crazy town. That ties into Manson murders, allegedly tied to CIA. I knew that forever. So it's coming out now in Congress. Let's talk about those in closing with Matt, and then let's bring in the ruler of Krypton, General Zol.
It's one of the scariest true stories out there. An 8.5-month pregnant, beautiful woman getting stabbed to death. Manson was able to gain control of his followers. He could get them to go out and kill on command without remorse. How did he learn how to brainwash those kids and turn them into monsters?
These people were on LSD. Manson was preaching all the time. Race wars, murder was okay.
When a story did start to emerge, it was managed very carefully.
It was managed and manipulated. I know that what we were told isn't what happened. There were these research scientists who were working secretly for the government.
One of the most bizarre episodes in CIA history.
Planted false memories in people without their awareness.
My world is a sad world.
Manson was really into mind control.
I understood what I was doing, but it just didn't make any difference.
Manson became exactly what the CIA was trying to create.
Well, you're suggesting Manson was a puppet.
So we just did a pretty big deep dive with Jesse Beltran, but he's going to be back in another interview I'm doing. Actually, several they're going to be airing in the next few days, the next week. So look for that. We just skim the surface, so that's about the deepest dive anybody's done, which is scary. But we'll go deeper with Jesse Beltran coming up very, very soon. As we're taping all these interviews, we can get to all of it. But I wanted to get Edward Zol on, who's part of the team. And we got Matt Hazen riding shotgun with us. He's a well-known talk show host and filmmaker, investigative journalist, heads up the media company TLN, which produces for several national conservative shows, and the blockbuster COVID documentary Died Suddenly, seen by over 200 million people worldwide at Died Suddenly on X, and Real Edward Zol, S-Z-A-L-L. Edward, we're talking about the transhumanist agenda here. You sat there the last hour and a half politely while you going over all this stuff with my amazing guest here. Let's put bookends on this baby for people.
Well, the New World Order that you've been, you know, fighting against and covering pretty extensively for the last 20 years, it's at a new chapter where nanotechnology is now blending with human augmentation, and the transhumanist agenda is now here. It's upon us. In so many ways, there's been an age of disclosure.
But you really burrow in, you and your teams, I watch your show and the other shows you produce all the time, into the transhumanism. This is the real ultimate revolution. So let's try to put bookends on the last hour and a half.
So much of what we covered in the first half of this this special really concentrated on the work that's being done by the CIA, the past programs. The funniest thing is that MKUltra is a current program. You know, Jesse Beltran has bravely been amongst the leaders who are exposing that it's an ongoing agenda to try to not just hijack the human mind, but the soul itself. When you speak about transhumanism, you've covered this extensively in your documentaries, Alex. Yeah, the technology itself has been mainstreamed now. There has been a version of disclosure. And just like with the aliens disclosure day, there was a disclosure of capabilities. When it came to this year, we've learned not only does the CIA have the ability to find any person in the world, but they've had the capability to stop every sex trafficker, rescue every child that's been lost, and also find every missing person that we don't have to put on you know, milk cartons anymore. Ultimately, the government has had capabilities well past our imagination. And the transhumanist agenda has never been about empowerment of humans. It's been about creating a new lord class to rule over mankind. And of course, for atheists and the scientific elite who see themselves as gods here on this earth, they look at transhumanism as a way to ascend not just the limits of humanity, but also to ascend God itself. They will be gods. Now, our film that we've been working on has actually been writing itself much of this year. I kind of pinch myself, especially as I'm traveling around with Jesse. You know, Jesse makes jokes, but it is true. Traveling around with him is like traveling around with a bloody spy half the time. There's people spying on us. We find bugs in bedrooms. We meet the most interesting people.
He talked about that earlier, and I should have elaborated. I got to elaborate. What happened?
In his bedroom, we got an Airbnb in Kensington, and we were getting ready to interview our MI6 whistleblower. And, you know, Jesse is very thorough at this point. He scans every room he enters. You know, it's, at this point, they might as well just not bother spending any money putting the bugs in there because he's going to find them. But so I'm downstairs getting the camera equipment ready, you know, getting ready for the interview the next day. And Jesse is like, this is odd. There's a light that's blinking or something's going on in the dark. I couldn't sleep last night. And he scans the light and takes it apart. And right there, there's a bug. There's a bug. There's a listening device with video capability.
And when we went down to Mar-a-Lago, same thing happened when me and Jesse was going to an event there with
Mar-a-Lago has spy devices?
Mike Lindell. Well, we came back.
Oh, I mean, obviously, yeah.
And we've had a couple people that have traveled with us this last year that had some interesting things happen to their equipment. So I was like, well, I want to have my equipment scanned. I don't want to have bullets in it or anything weird. And he scanned it using a magnetometer and showed exactly where it was at in where you pull out the luggage when you're walking with it. I got home, and right inside of there was this black red circular thing with looked like little lights on it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, right where he said it. And when we got to the airport, he said, here, let me try it again, make sure that it's right where it's at. And he showed me right where it's at, and that's where it was at. And
well, humanity is at a crossroads. The elite know this too, Alex. They know that they have the next couple years here to just rush at building out the matrix, the nervous system, especially for it with the data centers. They know that the public right now is still kind of flabbergasted by the advancements that have happened. Like, they're still kind
we're
of...
We're still in the stun mode.
Yeah, they're stunned by the fact that they have ChatGPT in their pocket. They have literal supercomputers now at their disposal. They're using it for trivial means, but the elite aren't. You know, you mentioned the flock cameras. That is something that is so minuscule compared to the capabilities that the government is deploying. I mean, the predictive algorithms are clearly going to be deployed in elections, have been already. I think the government is glad to take the databases they already have and now enforce social engineering on us, you know, through the different devices. And I think to the place when we talk about Hamada syndrome, targeted individuals, you know, the social conditioning and the abuse of our fellow man, I could care less about what's happening, you know, in Iran and the Middle East. There's a war being waged on the American people themselves through this technology abuse. And you can make an argument that truly that terrorism, you know, because terrorism has been used as its own psyop to drive us to war and to spend into infinity. But a true terrorism has been what's been done to poor individuals who then just get called crazy, get thrown into a side.
Well, that's right. We're always being told what foreign groups doing it. The most obvious is your own domestic when you're in the middle of the empire. And you look at the Soros judges here and in Europe letting murderers out, criminals, rapists. That's a form of warfare. It's all literally break our will, drive us into submission. And we get their white papers. They admit we're trying to demoralize them and break their will.
Absolutely. And the old MK Ultra was about how to manipulate, control people from the outside.
And then break and then reprogram.
Yep, yep. And what we moved into with the Brain Initiative was the merger of that outside, that outer MK Ultra programming that had been gone on forever, and then merging it with now a computer system that is literally able to do a lot more than just affect your emotions and do it can make you have long-term hallucinations. It can completely remove your lifetime of memories.
And the reason they need AI is they need to program it, not just for self-driving cars or spying on you. It has to get all the spy data and then make the recommendations to the other systems of what to do, because they already have all the spy data. They don't have enough operatives or people to make the decisions and implement it. That's where AI comes in.
Yeah. Oh, and they've also killed a lot of their operatives too, hasn't it? The nature of this this global elite, this evil entity that just shadows the world is...
As soon as one of their operatives has done enough missions and become competent, they, even if they're still subservient and loyal, they're worried because they have too much knowledge.
They're constantly in a state of paranoia. I think it's much like the devil himself, right? You know, I think that the transhumanist agenda, Alex, is at a place now where you're not going to see people like, you know, openly look like cyborgs, right? That's not reality. What's reality?
No, they put nanotech into you and you're a cyborg and you look completely normal.
There's active Neuralink tests going on right now. There's people that are tweeting with their brains. Now, this is 2026. God knows where we're going to be in 2030. I mean, well, you've...
I talked to folks that know one of the quadriplegics. And again, it has a good use for you of that, but it's with the Trojan horse of any of that. He's just mainlining what's already been around for 30 years or 40. But the guy, they didn't want this out, but when he goes to sleep at night, he wakes up while he's dreaming. He's been surfing the internet and doing all this stuff, having conversations with AI and all this stuff. And so it just shows, like, it's not his conscious brain.
Oh, that's wild. Look, I get where you're coming from with it. And I have heard the arguments. I'm a veteran myself. And, of course, if someone's going through PTSD, they're going through terrible things, and that they found, again, at least something that gives a reprieve, you know, who am I to argue against? But I'll say this. While that's happening, they are using the fact that they're using it for quadriplegics and injured veterans to then also empower things like biofoundries. That's something I learned from another investigator.
Yeah, they're using brain tissue a lot now, right?
Brain tissue and other organs. And what they're doing is they're actually openly experimenting on how to merge man with machine.
But they're also using human brains they found is better than silicon to run these systems.
Well, and that's even a credit to God, isn't it? You think about the amazing capabilities that God gave us.
They can take a blob of brain cells, grow a bunch of it, and then it works way better than silicon running machines.
Well, it's something you
learn faster.
You covered this about 10 years ago. I was listening to your show, and there was an experiment, and I think they've actually implemented it to a point where they figured out they could store more data on human skin and on vats of skin, like hanging from ceilings in some of these facilities. It's some sick stuff. But again, it's reality. It's you can store data in humans. So now what they've tried to do is they say, hey, well, what if we can grow technology inside of the human being? And that's where we're at right now. The new
we become the cloud.
Yes, and worse,
we're humans are the cloud, which is the Matrix again telling you.
Yeah, yeah, and I think everybody out there should read the book Global Brain Chips and Mesogens by Hildegard Staninger. She breaks down exactly the brain initiative, what it was, how it was a very decompartmentalized, they compartmentalized each little aspect. They took every university biotechnology gain of function lab that they could pay money to all do specific tasks so that they can get a computer system to merge. It's a lot easier to turn a computer into a person into a cyborg than to take a computer and turn that into a cyborg. So we are literally at the very end of, and again, Russia had a brain
obviously
issue.
We're the advanced technology made by God. Obviously, that's what you want.
We are the most advanced by far technology in the universe.
And they convince us that, oh, the machine is more advanced than you, when it's just a reflection of us.
Yeah, yeah, and
it's
all
plagiarism.
Yes, and all these artificial intelligence type site computers, they can learn and hold huge data sets and recognize it, but obviously the feelings and the emotional...
It doesn't see a beautiful sunset, it doesn't smell things, and it doesn't have free will. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the Universal Credit Score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, has been very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.